for a little while and then go on to, I'm sure he's ecstatic to keep you around, isn't he?
Hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be fun. Yeah. JC Sports Complex has been your home for a long, long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. About 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, it's been fun. Let's talk more about football. I know last week wasn't the greatest, you know, really looking back at the Waverly game, you guys watch film, you know, 20-7. Couldn't get a lot of points, but I thought your defense played solid. You know, I think you'd welcome a match with that team again, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we would love to see them again in playoffs. And we would have Miles and Ty Junker back, and that would really help just to have some people that have been playing. And, yeah, we would love to see them again.
Because it was a close first half. There's a couple of, you know, both teams had some turnovers that really kind of hurt them at times. You guys, especially second half. But, you know, that's a team that, hey, whether it's at their place or here at McCook, hey, let's take them on again.
Yes, they're good, they're physical, and they're very technique. We would just love to see them again.
The first 2 weeks, talk about that. It's been a lot of fun. The Beatrice road trip was a lot of fun, and I'm sure beating Aurora the way you did on that Friday night was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yes, we love beating people, so that's we just try to do that every week. We didn't like the drive up to Beatrice. It was a long drive, but it was a good one.
You've gotten used to those long bus road trips, and you've got two more coming up. So you got to do it for at least two more times.
I know. I'm not looking forward to it.
In your football career, gosh, how many different positions have you played? My gosh, you've been in this backfield. You've been on the line. I don't know if you played wide receiver or not. Tell me, how many different positions?
So just in high school, I played quarterback my freshman year a little bit, fullback, some running back. I played tackle. I played guard, and I was the backup center my sophomore year. And defense, I played linebacker and D-end, and some D-tackle.
So you played them all. I mean, I don't know if there's been a player in this last 4 or 5 years that can say that I played as many positions as you'd have.
No, probably not. They like to use me wherever they can.
I was going to say, you've had fun doing it, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I just like to help the team out the best I can.
But, of course, the linemen, O-linemen, that group, first couple of weeks, pretty good. That Waverly defense last week was really tough on you, wasn't it?
They were really tough. They were really long in their arms. They were tough, and we just, I don't know, had bad communication, and we'll work on it.
Yeah, you know, just one game, and that was probably the best defense you had faced, no question, of the year, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Aurora and Beatrice didn't even come close to Waverly's defense.
How about Crete here? You got a home game tonight, homecoming week, and Crete, you're watching them on game film. Bison offense against their defense. Feel like you guys are going to get on track and score a lot of points this week?
I do believe so. Their D-line small, but they got a little fight in them, so it's going to be a test no matter what. We're just excited. We're excited to play again.
As I say, after that game last Friday, you guys, hey, we need to get out and practice and get after this week and get a little mojo back, and let's see what we can do and score a lot of points and get a big win.
Yes, we've been grinding all week to get better, and the Waverly loss really is pushing us.
How about defense, Bison defense against their offense? They haven't scored much points. In fact, I think they were shut out last week against Scott's Bluff. I feel like this team can maybe get a shutout tonight.
Yep, that's the plan, get a shutout and a couple turnovers to keep them down.
You've been a multi-sport athlete, baseball, football, and wrestling's been a big key to your career too, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Wrestling really helped me with football. Mm-hmm. Just the ability to get low and all that stuff. Yep.
So all those things Coach Umscheid says about football players, it helps your wrestling. That's not a myth. That's not, he's not making it up, is he?
No, he's not. Sadly, he's not.
No question. Well, after high school, you want to play baseball? What studies? What do you want to do?
Studies, I want to become a teacher in high school.
Whoa.
Yes.
Any particular subject?
History.
A history teacher? What made you want to be a history teacher?
I love history, and I want to get back to the program and help out.
How about a coach?
Yes, I would love to coach football, wrestling, whatever, just anything, honestly.
Baseball? Of course, you're a baseball guy. Why wouldn't you want to be out there, huh?
Yes, I would love to coach baseball.
All right. Fun senior classes. Not many of you this year, but it's a fun group of guys to be around.
Yes, of course. We got some characters on our team, like Ethan Schmidt, Andrew Pocup, Davian, just a bunch of dudes who love playing football and love being around each other.
So it's not just one character. They're all characters, right?
Yes, we are all characters in a way.
Quinn, thanks. Once again, appreciate it. Have a great game tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Senior Quentin Terry, good to have him on our Bison football pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more of our pregame from Wyland Field coming up shortly on Kix 96.1.
Service after the sale at Wagner Chevrolet. For all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Chevrolet. From basic oil changes to complete engine overhauls, our factory-trained technicians will help make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very nice. On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
We're here today in the service department of Davini Motors with a man who brought his car in. What seems to be the problem?
It's making a funny noise, you know, like... So I brought it in.
Smart move. Davini's highly trained staff of auto experts can properly diagnose your vehicle and get it back to tip-top shape in no time. They carry quality OEM parts, too.
Can they fix...
I'm sure they can. It's not a deal unless it's a Davini deal. Davini Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. Davini Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd and C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Our Wagner Ford pregame continues here on a Friday night from Wyland Field, getting ready for Crete and McCook. Kix 96.1 or Kix 96.1 YouTube channel as well. Always great to bring along this fantastic voice in the airways up at the Panhandle. Does a great job. He's been doing it for years and years. Mr. Chris Cottrell covers a lot of Scotts Bluff and Gary and the Twin Cities up there. And Chris, first of all, thanks for the time. You do a wonderful job. And boy, doing this for a long time. And I think you've got a good 25 years still in you, don't you?
What was that, Rich? You were cutting out.
Maybe not 2025. I know I don't have that many years, but you've got a few more years, don't you?
I got a few more, although I will say this. The amount of traveling that goes on out here to get all these games covered, I think it takes maybe a year or two off that expected radio life expectancy little by little as the years move along. But no, we're still trucking along out here and having some fun along with it.
Got to talk about these Gehring and Scotts Bluff teams. The Bison will see them. We'll see Gehring coming up here in the weeks to come when they make a road trip. Bison got to make the road trip up to Gehring and up to Scotts Bluff. And the Bearcats are playing well as well. You get a chance to see, I think, more Scotts Bluff and Gehring, Chris, but you get a chance to know a little bit about them. When was the last time both Gehring and Scotts Bluff were 3-0 at this time of the year?
Well, Gehring hasn't been 3-0 since 2012, so that would be the earliest. I haven't looked back to see if Scotts Bluff was 3-0 that year. Obviously, they're 3-0 to start quite a few seasons. But yeah, Gehring off to a great start. Kind of their early season signature win came in week two. Now, granted, look, Mitchell a C2 team, but Mitchell's had some really good teams the last few years. And that was a big win for Gehring going over to Mitchell. And they'll be at Ogallala coming up for this Friday night. So chance to make it 4-0. I mean, look, I've got the PowerPoint pulled up right now. Gehring, sitting in second in Class B power points. How about that for an eyebrow raiser?
Yeah, no question about it. I know it's been some tough years for Garing football as of late, but it sounds like they've got some class. They've put together some pretty good classes last couple of years. Some young kids a year older, and this team has done well early.
Yeah, they've got really kind of a core four in terms of some skill kids that they rely on pretty heavily. Quarterback Reese Knight. You've got running backs like Baron Williams and Creighton Beals, who was a 300 hurdle state champion Class B last year. And maybe the best player on their football team, Bo Gable, is getting some Division I looks. An outstanding linebacker as a junior right now. So, yeah, Gehring's full steam ahead with all the momentum, and we'll see how far they can carry it as we get a little further into this thing. Hard to believe we're already heading towards week four. Now, if you want to talk Scott's Bluff, I mean, you've got Crete tonight, you said?
Yep, got the Crete Cardinals coming to town, and you just got done playing these guys.
Yeah, we were at Crete last week, so 11 hours total driving time for a running clock ball game. So that was quite the Friday adventure, and Crete's just struggling a lot right now. And they only had 33 kids dressed out for a home game against Scott's Bluff. Could not match up with the physicality, of course. And then, you know, putting the ball on the ground a little bit. They try to run some option looks here and there. And, look, if you're not on point with that type of football at the high school level, it could lead to some turnovers. I think Scott's Bluff was plus two in the turnovers, and it wasn't that bad for Crete putting the ball on the turf. They'd had some issues with it the first couple of weeks. But I'm going to guess McCook should be in a good position here for this contest at home tonight.
But you got a big one here tonight. You've got Seward at Bearcat Stadium, the Blue Jays. I've heard a lot about this team. The last couple of weeks, they're off to a 3-0 start. This is one of, if not the Class B game, it's one of them here tonight.
Yeah, so far for Seward, they've scored 41, 35, and 35 points in their first 3 weeks. And not just playing, you know, they've been playing some top-notch competition. At Gretna East, a home win over Waverly, and then a home win over Pius. So 41, 35, and 35. I visited earlier this week with their head coach, Jamie Opfer, and it sounds like this has kind of been a year they've been building towards. He didn't really say building towards, just knew they'd be better this year after playing a ton of sophomores a year ago. Their basketball team came out to Scott's Bluff last year in a district final. I recognized a few of the names off their football squad from that basketball team that came out here. And they've made the trip out to play Gehring a time or two, or at least once in the last cycle that we went through. Their quarterback's completing passes at like a 75% clip. They've got like four guys with double-digit catches already on the season. They really like to spread it around. And frankly, for Scott's Bluff, they need a big test of a football game. They went to GI Northwest and won handily in week one while Coach Stein's team trying to figure it out. New quarterbacks. He was working through two on opening night. They just couldn't hang. And then we played Lincoln Northwest 64-6 and beat Crete last week 48-0. So Scott's Bluff needs this big type of football game that they're going to have on their hands tonight. Now, it is at home at Bearcat Stadium. Long trip out for Seward. So we'll see how that plays into it. Scott's Bluff, tough to beat on every Friday night. Equally, or doubly tough, I'd say, trying to beat the Bearcats at Bearcat State.
Well, I'm sure Scott's Bluff, reading up a little bit about them and some of their stats, you've got some outstanding athletes in the run game. And, of course, your defense has given up 12 points in three games. So, obviously, you've got some athletes on defense that can do the job as well.
Yeah, Jet Webb's an outstanding inside linebacker, and really the secondary has been a standout unit so far this year. I think they're up, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I want to say up to maybe 8 interceptions through three games. I could be off one or two on that one, but the secondary's been outstanding. And, on the offensive side, it always is interesting. I mean, I know a lot of people around the state see Scott's Bluff coming into the year, and they lost Sebastian Boyle. But if you could pick a program that you weren't going to worry too much about having to replace a kid like that, one of the top rushers all time in Class B, it'd have to be Scott's Bluff. Like, look, you cover McCook. You probably don't care who Scott's Bluff loses, right? You know they're going to find a guy or two to put in at running back and run for over 1,000 yards. That's just the way it works, right, Rich?
No question about it. No, and it's been that way for years and years and years. One guy's gone, and just put the next guy in.
Yeah, and this year it's Dez Smith. Now, he transferred over from Mitchell, had over 1,300 yards a year ago and I think 19 touchdowns. And, what, these last couple of weeks, whether it's Nate Kelly at quarterback or Dez Smith at running back, they just haven't had to rely on them a whole lot to get the win, 64-6 and 48-0 back-to-back running clock games. But those two will be featured front and center tonight in this matchup against Seward for sure.
Well, you got some big ones with Seward. Again, Gary in a couple of weeks for the big battle of the panhandle there, and then the Bison come to call, and then they wrap things up with the York Dukes. So, yeah, schedule, boy, some very entertaining games coming up for the Bearcats.
Yeah, if you want to fast forward to our matchup with McCook, it'll be a big Friday night. Scott Bluff will be hosting their second Hall of Fame induction class that night, which will feature Gary Hartman, longtime great head football coach. I call him the architect of modern-day football at Scott's Bluff when he installed that double wing. They still run a variation of that same power rushing attack. So Coach Hartman will be going into the Scott's Bluff Hall of Fame that night. Great to have it be on McCook weekend because so many great games over the years between the two programs. When I talked to Coach Hartman, he hadn't talked to Jeff Gross at that point. Didn't know if maybe Jeff's going to make his way out. It could be a great reunion for all the old heads for Scott's Bluff and McCook. But really looking forward to Friday, October 18th, because, boy, it felt like the schedule was a little naked, if you will, the last few years with no Scott's Bluff-McCook matchup. Wouldn't you agree?
No question about it. Back to the old Class B schedule. It's been very, very nice, that's for sure. Chris, I know you cover not only football, you're covering a little bit of volleyball and softball. I know volleyball wise, Gehring off to a pretty good start. Went to the Kearney Invite recently. Scott's Bluff, a few games under 500, but those two teams, I'm sure, got some standouts kids that are fun to watch.
Yeah, by the time this interview hits your airwaves, Scott's Bluff and Gehring would have played in volleyball earlier this week on Tuesday night. They played three sets at Kearney on Saturday. Gehring won 2-1. Gehring volleyball, a very young team, a lot of firepower for Scott's Bluff. They graduated six seniors off last year's group that went to state, so trying to build back up as this season moves along. And, yeah, both softball teams were in district finals a year ago. Scott's Bluff has been to state, I think, all every year that Dan Fox has been the head coach, so we'll see how that shakes out. They played last night in softball, so it's been a fun Gehring Scott's Bluff week with volleyball and softball, and now we get ready for another big Friday night of high school football. Hard to believe we're already ready for week four.
Exactly right. By the way, we're going to see Gehring volleyball here in McCook for the McCook Invite coming up on Saturday. They're part of that 8-team bracket, so get a chance to see what they're all about.
Yeah, they've got J.C. Cochran, a sophomore outside hitter. On the opposite side of pin hitter, you've got another sophomore. Cochran, 6 feet tall. Jaxie John, her teammate on the other side, I think 5'11". And they've got some really nice hitting percentages. They've got a young team. They needed to replace an outstanding libero off last year's team that now plays at WNCC here in town. But Amanda Cochran's got a nice group on the volleyball floor this year. There's no doubt about that. I know they've got some pretty big goals. That they got to a district final and got beat by Waverly last year. They're hoping to one-up themselves and find their way to Lincoln.
Yeah, speaking of, throwing all sports out there, we got Chris on the line, WNCC volleyball. We had a chance to see, they were down here in McCook for one of the second weekend. MCC had their invite and had a chance to watch them. They're a ranked team in the top 25 right now.
Yeah, and they're coming off a bit of a tough weekend. Now, granted, it was against good competition. They went to NJC for a two-day invite, played four total matches, lost three matches, all via sweeps to Odessa College, I believe, out of Texas. Also got swept by Barton, and there was one other in there as well. They did get a five-set win over Dodge City. So three ranked opponents swept them over the weekend, so they're now 12-5. All five of their losses have been to ranked opponents. First-year head coach Fatima Balza won a national title as a player at WNCC back in, I think, 2008, and then went on to Penn State where she won back-to-back national titles as a player. So a three-time national champ as a player between WNCC and Penn State. Her first year in charge of the program, really doing a nice job getting things backwards. I think everyone expects Cougar volleyball to be, and that's in the poll.
Chris, always great to catch up. You do a superb job. Keep it up, and we will see you, I know, here down the line, a couple of weeks for the Bearcats and the Bison.
Looking forward to it, Rich. Safe travels out there, getting all your sports covered. Can't wait to see you out here October 18th, buddy.
Chris Cottrell does a great job covering Scotts Bluff, Gearing Sports, KDB up in Scotts Bluff. We'll see him here soon. Take a break. We'll get to the coaches. Our Wagner Ford pregame continues. We'll talk with Crete coach Mark Neumeier. Talk about his Crete Cardinals team. That's coming up here shortly on Kicks 96.1.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. It means I can have fries any time of day.
It's fry o'clock somewhere. Apply today at Runza.com/jobs or text Runza to 242424.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Neumeier, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Neumeier. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues. Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Let's get to the coaches. Head coach Mark Neumeier over at Crete High School. Coach, before we talk about your team personnel, the matchup with the Bison, boy, this McCook Crete game has been really good over the past, gosh, you got to go back 20 plus years. I've had a chance to do a lot of games in the past, but it's always been a big game atmosphere, whether it's your place or here at Wyland Field, and I'm sure that's going to be the same thing again tonight when these two teams get on the field.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I think, you know, especially when you turn back the history books and you're writing the history of Class B football in Nebraska, you can't write it without a Crete and McCook matchup. It's extremely important to a lot of people. Lucky to be a part of it. Boys are excited to go out there and experience what you guys can provide as a game day atmosphere. So, just really excited to go.
Coach, one thing I noticed is you got a lot of former Crete players. I remember the names working there at the school, teaching and coaching there, don't you?
Yeah, we're extremely lucky to have a number of Crete guys on the staff. I think it's, you know, it's four or five guys. You know, all of them played in state championships, won state championships, have been out with Cook. They talk about those games very fondly when they talk about their memories of high school football. So, yeah, they're excited to get back out there and go and make it special for the boys.
We've got one right here at McCook Community College. Micah Marvin lives here and teaches here, and we kid him every now and then when we see him about his days being in that Crete uniform as well.
Oh, yeah, I know Micah. I was lucky enough to coach Micah while he was at Zone. That's a good kid. That's a Cardinal through and through, for sure.
Coach, I know it's been a tough start of the season. You played some good teams. Gosh, you're just coming off the Scotts Bluff team. We're going to see them in a couple of weeks. So I know not the start, but I'm sure you're telling your team, hey, there's a lot of football still to be played. Let's get back to work this week, and let's get ready for another battle on Friday night.
Yeah, 1,000%. It's turn the page, get back to work, and you know, try to make those strides that we've made. We've made strides. Unfortunately, they haven't shown up in the win column, but as a team, we have made strides, and we have done some good things, especially from that first game. That first game, you know, playing a bunch of new guys, a bunch of guys with inexperience. So that was a time where, you know, you going into the game, you didn't really know what you had. Coming out of the game, now we know where we have a starting point, and then being able to make those strides is important throughout the season because it is a long season, and there is a lot of football left to be played.
Is this the youngest bunch, since you've been head coach, youngest bunch to kind of start a season you've ever had?
So I wouldn't call us young. I would call us inexperienced. I would say this is the most inexperienced bunch that I've had going into a season. We had a number of seniors last year. I think we started 11 seniors on defense. So although some of those guys got reps on defense, as being a full-time starter and things of that nature, you have to hit another gear. And so inexperience is what I would say, not necessarily young.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was reading Bob Jensen's preview on you guys in his preseason magazine. It's zero on defense. Wow, I don't know if I've ever, it's been a long time since I've seen a preview where you've had offense or defense where you have no starters back, especially an 11-man play.
Yeah. It's been tough. It's been an adjustment, but you know the kids are working hard and you know, like I said, making strides every week.
Coach, throw some names out. A few, you know, Nick Wentz in your rushing game, Enrique Rodriguez, Kenson Spence, and that's Carson Codel, if I'm not mistaken, if I got that name right. Some of those guys have been your good skilled guys this year, haven't they?
Yeah. You know, Nick is a kid who didn't play football last year. He broke his collarbone as a freshman. Didn't want to play. Wanted to concentrate more on basketball and baseball. He is a good baseball player. He's a good basketball player too. So didn't go out last year. And then right before the season started, decided to go out, and it helped us add depth at quarterback. You know, it was a completely open competition because we didn't have a guy, you know, returning that played that position. So we're extremely happy with the things that he's been able to do at the quarterback position, both throwing the ball and running the ball. I'm really grateful that he decided to go out and be a part of this.
On defense, it sounds like it just, you know, Mason Snyder, Josiah Harrington, kind of been a couple of your main guys defensively so far this year.
Yeah, so Mason Snyder's had a great year. He's around the ball all the time. Unfortunately, Joey broke his hand in the warm-up of the first game. He played the entire first game with a broken hand. He's been out the last 2 weeks, but really, really pleased with what we're getting from Mason on the defensive end. He's around the ball all the time, making stuff happen, making sure guys are lined up, really turning into a leader on that defense.
Coach, I'm sure you've watched a lot of game film on the Bison. You know, what's got to be done on Friday night to come here and play well and get a big win?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's an extremely physical football team, extremely well coached. You know, you turn on their film and you know what you're going to see. You're going to see a physical, well-coached football team, and they have a number of kids that can run. So the task is extremely tall, and it's class B football's better when McCook's good, and McCook's good this year.
Coach, I was going to ask your numbers. You've seen some of these even class B programs down on numbers. How are your numbers, freshmen to the senior class?
They're low. They're low. Freshman class is fairly big, but I think we plan on suiting 40 guys on Friday night. We will suit one freshman. But the freshman class is a little bit bigger. Just hoping to build on that. You know, I think our first game last year, I think we suited 31. You know, so we've struggled for a while numbers-wise, along with the number of programs that we played. You know, you think about, I know when McCook came – couple years ago, they were a little bit lower on numbers than what they had been. York has been a little bit lower on numbers, especially when you're talking about some powers in the recent years in Class B. So, no, I think there's a lot of people fighting it, unless you're in the metro area or in that kind of that sweet spot in between Lincoln and Omaha. There's a lot of teams struggling for numbers.
Head coach Mark Neumeier over at Crete High School. We'll hear from head coach Joe Petrosky, talking about the Bison week of practice and the big matchup with Crete coming up shortly on Kix 96.1.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here, Kix 96.1 or Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Man, I'm glad this is a home game tonight. I know I've said that time and time again, and I'll say it again. Crete coming to town to play the Bison. Our pregame talk, head coach Joe Petrosky, and I'm sure you're the same thing. You know, those long road trips, you get used to them and stuff like that. But boy, you've had 2 and 3 weeks. That can kind of wear on a guy, can't it?
Yeah, especially when you've gone as far as we've had to go out east with Beatrice and Waverly, which is part of it, being back in Class B, and we've embraced it, but it's always nice to get back home and, playing back at home, and it's homecoming week. That just makes it even more exciting.
And we always say year after year with homecoming, hope you don't have any distractions and stuff like that. Hopefully with this bunch, there's been nothing to worry about.
Yeah, homecoming week's always, like I said, an exciting week, and we tell the guy there's a lot of good distractions, as we say, but the football coach in you want to stay focused on, what we say is the most important thing, which is the game, and I feel like this week our guys have been locked in and focused, which we have every reason to be, coming off of a tough, hard-fought game against Waverly last Friday night, where I felt like, defensively we played well enough to win the game. We just got to get the other facets of the game going, and you kind of recap it a little bit. We really got stymied in the run game in the first half, but then we came back in the second half and really leaned on Trenton Riley's arm, and he kept us in the game and went down the first drive and scored and tied it up. And it was kind of a back and forth deal the whole rest of the way, and then a couple late unfortunate turnovers was really the deciding factor of them being able to pull it out, which is hats off to him. But I think there was a lot of good things to take away from it. There are no moral victories, but we definitely had some positives, and we just really wanted to utilize this week to get better at the things we need to get better at to give ourselves a chance.
Talking with senior Quentin Terry, I asked him if you look back in that game a little bit, if things come out, you're going to have a good regular season, would you welcome a second chance at Waverly? He said, you bet we would. I think that's a team, hey, we can play with that team.
Oh, sure. I mean, we... you know, we really believe that if we hit all facets of the game, that we got a chance against anybody. We really believe that, and we really, the players believe that. As a team, we believe that. And so, you know, really, as I said, that game came down to we just didn't have all three facets of the game meshing the entire game. And so that's always going to be the challenge of the season, is each and every week to get that going. But I would agree. You never know if, you know, depending on how our season goes. You know, we'd love to continue to win a lot more games and get a postseason berth. And you never know. You might see those guys down the road because they're definitely going to be a playoff team. And you just never know where things align. And if we can get ourselves in that position, still a long ways to go. But, you know, you definitely feel like you would love another crack at it.
Missing a couple of guys, you kind of mentioned that last week against Waverly. Miles Pullman, the one, of course, you know, offense, defense, he was your punter as well. Saw him the other day with a club on his hand. What's his status for this one?
You know, right now this week he's been practicing this week through, you know, most of the practices, you know, what he can do in the practice time. He's still nursing that hand as far as healing it back up, but each and every week he's getting a little more clearance as far as what he's allowed to do and what he needs to do to get it healed back up properly. And so, you know, he might get out there some minutes tonight, and we definitely plan on that. He's cleared to play. It's just what capacity as far as the healing process and the different measures we'll have to take to be able to get him out there, because it is a hand injury, and he'll have some form of padding there to protect it. But, you know, Miles is a weapon in a lot of different ways, even with just one arm out there, literally. Just getting him back in practice this week was a big deal, and so we'll look to see what capacity we can get him in the game tonight.
Ty Junker, everything cool with him now?
Yeah, we got Ty back this week. He had a family deal a week ago, which we totally support, with his brother graduating from the Marine Corps. And so he went and did that and supported his brother, but he's been back all this week and practicing with us, so he's ready to go.
Take a break. We'll talk more with Coach about this Crete Ball Club in just a moment. Wagner Ford pregame on Kicks 96.1.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Well, Coach, talking with Coach Neumeier the other day, great guy to talk to. And look at the staff, and you notice Ryan Reeves, Colton Mock, those are some Crete guys from the past. He's got some, kind of like you, you got old Bison from the past. He's got some old Crete Cardinals in the past as well.
Yeah, you know, it's really kind of ironic. You know, I went to college in Crete, Doane College, and so I'm familiar with Crete and the area there from going to school there. And, you know, their program is a lot like ours. There's a lot of tradition there, a lot of history. There's a lot of loyalty to the program. You know, I played with Colton Mock at Doane College, and so I know him well. And, you know, the Ryan Reeves played at Nebraska. There's a lot of pride in it. There's a lot of loyalty there, so there's no shocker. It's kind of like us. There's a lot of guys that come back and want to pay it forward and be a part of the program and in a coaching capacity, and they're really the same way. And I know Coach Neumeier really well. I played with his brother at Doane, so there's a lot of connections there. And there's a lot of connections with McCook and Creed, dating back a long time. Even myself played them in the state finals in my junior year, and then the semis my sophomore year, and then there's been battles even before that and after that. There was a long time in Class B where it was really McCook, Crete, and Aurora. I mean, it was those teams and a sprinkle a couple others that were really kind of running Class B. And so that just adds more to it as far as you just kind of reminisce about those matchups, and they feel the same way. And, you know, their season hasn't gotten off to the start they obviously wanted, being 0-3, but they've improved each and every week. And they're going to look to get in the win column. There's no doubt about it. And when McCook, Crete play each other, you can just throw the records out, and that's the type of game. We'll see what it'll be, but at the end of the day, we got to go out there. As I said before, we have every motivation to get ourselves back on track, and we need to after losing a hard-fought game a week ago.
What stands out about this Crete team, watching them, offense, defense, special teams?
You start on the offensive side of the ball. They're an option-based football team, and 3 years ago we played them down there and lost a tough game, and the option really got us. And so we've really tried to through our game planning this week to kind of go back and remember those things that hurt us and try to see if we can adjust the game plan. We have adjusted the game plan this time around, and hopefully that's going to work a little better for us than it did a couple years ago when we played there. And, you know, they just run through their quarterback. The Nick Wendt kid is a good quarterback that runs their option well, and he's got big play capability. He's broken a couple big runs this year already. They haven't had a ton of offense, but the offense they have had, it's him on explosive plays, so we got it. He's definitely been in the game plan to try to stop him and not let him beat us. And then defensively, they play an aggressive style of defense where they're gonna bring somebody blitzing every time from somewhere. They're going to try to mix up different looks and really kind of get their guys on the move and try to cause confusion. And so for us, it's going to be about, you know, kind of maybe catching them something, you know, guessing wrong somewhere and exploit them here or there and find our matchups and stay on schedule. That's really going to be the most important thing, is try to throw a variety of things at them. But for ourselves, we need to get the run game back established again. But I really felt like we showed that we can throw the ball a little bit too. Then, so trying to kind of get an even keel of both of those.
Yeah, look out. You get that balance going, boy, you get to score a lot of points, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I think if we can just find, you know, a nice mixture of both, get our guys the ball where we can, I think we can find some offense. We will find some offense. We just that's been a big emphasis this week, is really trying to figure out, you know, the things that we are good at, because there are a lot of things we are good at offensively. But then, you know, also trying to find some other ways to get the ball in areas where the defense has given us those things. And, you know, that'll all come to fruition tonight to see if we can, you know, kind of mix it up a little bit more.
Very best of luck, sir. We'll talk after the game.
Yeah, thanks, Rich.
Head coach Joe Fetrosky talking to McCook and Crete, back with more of the pregame starting lineups next on Kix 96.1.
Service after the sale at Wagner Chevrolet.
Wouldn't it be nice to do some business in the kind of place where people care?
For all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Chevrolet. From basic oil changes to complete engine overhauls, our factory-trained technicians will help make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very nice.
Heating a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Pre-game show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner.
Wagner Ford pregame continues. Kix 96.1, highplainsradio.net, or KICX app, and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Rich Barnett, and welcome to the booth. We're breaking in a newbie tonight. Breaking a newbie. He's not new to football. He loves the game of football. Mr. Lance Frazier in the booth. Are you ready to go, big guy?
Oh, yeah. Sweating. It's a little toasty in here.
It is. It is a little bit toasty. No question. It's 89 degrees. It's September 20th, and it's 89 degrees, Lance. This is not right. It should be like 65 degrees at kickoff.
65 is good. 35 in a blizzard.
No, we don't want that.
We'll take this.
I'm not ready for that just yet. But, hey, glad to have you aboard, doing some games for us once again here in the next couple of weeks. And you've had a chance to watch all the games. You were here for the Aurora game. I know you watched a little bit of Waverly Bison looking to get bounced back. Just had, Waverly team that's pretty good. They were 0-2 playing their home opener. They stopped McCook's run. Took advantage of some turnovers in the second half and won the game, didn't they?
Yeah, stout up front, I think. Pretty long. I think just the offensive line had a little trouble with that busting through there. You know, they come back in the second half, they'll pass the ball pretty well. So, you know, I think even out, get 50-50 mix tonight, pretty good shot.
I think tonight, they want to get back to the ground game. They want, Tristan Campbell had two incredible nights the first 2 weeks. Second, Class B, second leading rusher still. Kind of shut down last week. That's okay. They hadn't passed the ball. I think if they get that mix balanced a little bit, that's an offense and score a lot of points again.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging 7.6 yards a carry, I think, for the season, and didn't have a real good week last week. So, yeah, we need to get him back rolling again.
Got a lot to talk to. We got starting lineups. We've got we haven't had the coin flip just yet. We'll get to that and much more. Can't forget our great, outstanding film guy tonight. Carl Raymond is trying to find a pin that works, and he can't find a pin that works around here. I'm not for sure, but he's doing our coverage once again on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Back with more of a pregame, the Wagner Ford pregame next on Kicks 96.1.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DaVinci Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DaVinci's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DaVinci deal. DaVinci Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DaVinci Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
When it comes to Runza's chicken strips and dipping sauces, Megan is an expert.
A real sauce fanatic.
Tell him.
I get my strips with honey mustard when I'm feeling tangy.
Mm-hmm.
And buffalo or barbecue when I'm feeling saucy.
Yup.
And ranch or Southwest ranch whenever I want, because there's never a bad time for ranch.
Preach. Our all-white meat, chicken strips, and dipping sauces are the right food, no matter your mood. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook. You have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware, open Monday through Friday 7 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd and C in downtown.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here from Weiland Field, Kicks 96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, and our KICX app as well. And great night. A little toasty, about 89 degrees right now. Got a little thunderhead, Lance, over here. I don't think we're going to have any weather, not expect to have any weather until tomorrow. But, Carl's got it. Oh, we got a little thunderhead. I think that one's heading off north. Little action here to the south of us. It looks like it's kind of fizzling out. So we've had weather, some issues over the years here at Weiland Field and some of the games, but I think it's going to be a great night for football, I think.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yep. And, of course, homecoming, you know, big night, big week and everything, all the homecoming activities. At the end of the night, we'll have King and Queen. We'll find out about that as well. At halftime and throughout the game, at halftime, we'll talk about the other Bison sports. Busy week. Gosh, yesterday was a monster night. You had Bison Cross Country Heritage Hills. You had Bison Boys Tennis at Lexington. You had Bison Volleyball Home. Sam had those games on Kicks 96.1. Hoxie and also Colby. You had Lady Bison Softball with their final home game and a big win over Ray. We'll take a look at all that and what's ahead for Saturday and for next week coming up in our halftime here at Weiland Field. Got about 10 minutes left, so plenty of time to come on by. Get yourself a seat once again here at Weiland Field for the second home game. You were here for the first home against Aurora. I was down in Texas watching my daughter play volleyball. Bison came out, really played well against Aurora, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a really weird start to the game. You don't see a kickoff land at the 4-yard line, end up at the half yard line to start a possession, right? But then they took advantage of a quick pickoff, quick pick six, and off to the races they went. Great game.
They really held the Shireman kid pretty much in check. I mean, they going in. Gosh, he had great stats coming in, but that defense really got after him, didn't they?
Yeah. You know what? That kid's an athlete. He's big, long, and tough to bring down. They never really had him down. He's never out of the play.
Got a lot to look to kind of measure up with his older brother and what Baylor was football, and of course going into Creighton and play some great basketball, and now in the NBA. So had a lot to live up to. We're going to keep track of other games tonight in Class B. Big one out west. Lance Seward had to make the long last week. Scotts Bluff had to go to Crete. This week the Bearcats are home and they welcome Seward taking the interstate out west. How about that one?
Yeah, the great caravan of Class B, right? Across the state to play.
So the Blue Jays are 3-0, and Scotts Bluff is 3-0. So we'll see what gives in that one. Gehring's 3-0. We'll see them next week. I'm not for sure who they play tonight. I forgot. We'll keep track of all those scores again throughout the night as well. We'll take one more break. We'll check the lineups. Did we miss the coin flip again?
I don't think so.
Have they had it yet? I'm not for sure if they've had it yet. We will check the lineups coming up for you. More for Wagner Ford pregame in just a moment. Kicks 96.1.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Yeah.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here. Kicks 96-1 lineups, first of all, for the Bison. Let's get that offense in there, led by their junior quarterback, Tristan Riley, 6'2", 155. The tailback, their main back, the Class B second leader rusher, and Tristan Campbell, number 25, the junior, 5'10", 155. Three wideouts, Alex Landry, 5'10", 145, and a senior. Ethan Schmidt, the senior, 5'11", 165. No Miles Bowman. Or Miles is suited up tonight. We'll see. That boy, it's awfully tough to play football and catch a ball with a club hand, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't. He's talented enough to catch it one-handed. But I did see him in warm-ups carrying the ball a little bit.
We'll see how it works out. Trip Riley, 6'2", 165, and a sophomore. Gabe Roberts is their H-back, their tight end. We'll see also Andrew Polk up in there as well. The tackle, Simon Garcia, 6'2", 205, and a junior. Beckett Heskett, 6'1", 230, and a senior. Damian Hansen, the one guard, 6'5", 215. Quentin Terry, our senior pregame guest, is 6'1", 215, and a senior. And junior Trey Taylor, 6'1", 215, and a junior. Defensively, we'll see the Bison up front with Quentin Terry, Andrew Polk up the two defensive ends. Idos Klein, 6'3", 295, and a junior. Spencer Steinbeck inside, 6'4", 315. The backers are Gabe Roberts, Callum McCorkle, who's off to a dynamite start this year after, boy, two straight years with injury situations. Damian Hansen, one linebacker. Oliver Corbett, 6'7", 190, the junior. The defensive backs are Ethan Schmidt, Ty Junkers back once again playing this week, Trip Riley, and Tristan Campbell, your DBs as well. The lineup's been presented, ready to go. We're going to have our national anthem. I know it. We'll have the kickoff between McCook and Crete. That's coming up here shortly on Kicks 96.1.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB, there is a difference.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
Newly remodeled with you in mind. Hi, this is Christy Dom, owner of Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments. We believe in funerals customized to every family. By adding personalization to each funeral, we recognize just how unique your loved one is. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Service after the sale at Wagner Chevrolet.
Wouldn't it be nice to do some business in the kind of place where people care?
For all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Chevrolet. From basic oil changes to complete engine overhauls, our factory-trained technicians will help make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very nice.
pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd
Street. Back here to Wyland Field, Rich Barnett, Lance Frazier, and, of course, Carl Riemann is doing our camera work at Kicks 96.1. We still have them. We've been looking around, and are they just doing the coin flip? They're just doing it now?
Yeah.
This usually happens like at the 20-minute mark, and they're just doing, is that a new thing, or...
I don't know.
I don't know either. Usually it's done a long time ago.
It's a leap year. Who knows?
Maybe so. But, yeah, we're looking. It's like, okay, who gets the kickoff? Who knows? The captains go out. By the way, at Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel, hit subscribe. We hit 1,000 subscribers recently. Let's keep it going. Keep that number going as high as we can get it. So get it up there as high as you can get it, that's for sure. As the coin flip is just about ready to go. Here is shortly. Can't tell. Can't tell from way up here. A coin flip is going like intense. We're trying to see the coin flip. Boy, Crete is just, I couldn't believe talking to Coach Neumeier, Lance, their numbers, just incredible. You think all the Eastern schools down there, with all the populated places, they wouldn't have trouble, because Waverly didn't have trouble, and I know the Benningtons don't have trouble, but Crete's is, once again, their numbers are low. So apparently, I think Crete won the toss, deferred. Yep, they deferred. So the Bison will get the ball. They'll receive the football. So Crete will get it the second half. But anyway, the number situation is really weird.
Yeah, I think it's that way all, you know, throughout the state except for Lincoln, Omaha area, I think. I don't get it. I don't know if it's all the other sports or what, but, yeah, they're really down.
No idea at all what's going on with that. As we'll see the Bison once again with receiving the football. Hey, chance to see this offense get going. Again, last week just really couldn't get going against Waverly all that much. You know, it was a close first half. It was a scoreless first half for the longest time.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to come out and try to establish that run. You know, prove the dominance on the line. Crete, I think, is a little bit inexperienced up front, too. So see if we can push them around.
Yeah, I think the Bison O-line, Todd Quinn Terry in a pregame. These guys are really anxious to get back to practice on Monday and get some things done and get back to work because they were not obviously satisfied with what happened against Waverly in that game last week with offense. Just could not get things going. So we'll see. Campbell back deep. I'm sure we'll see. Then Schmidt back. You got your burners back there. And see if the Bison get good field position off the get-go. Better throw the gum away. That usually doesn't work doing play-by-play and chewing gum.
Well,
probably
that,
would be spit walking off the window once or twice.
Yeah, that and walking.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Don't have a lot of Crete fans here. I got a few in front of us, a few to the east of us here, but and plenty of good seats on the north side. Not bad crowd. Of course, you got a Husker game going tonight. You know, some folks maybe just staying home and watching us. Maybe got the phones going, got the TVs going as well. Kicking off once again for Crete. So I watch this guy in warm-ups. Same guy, 44, Jonathan Delela Jr. will be kicking off. He's their field goal guy, too. And
yeah, it didn't seem real strong, we'll see here.
Yep. Did not seem like he had a big leg. So here we go with the Bison with Campbell and Schmidt back at about their 10-yard line. Approaches. Here we go with Bison football. Kicks 96-1. Far side, Campbell has it about the 10. Will they reverse it? And, yes, Ethan Schmidt, 20 and 25. About the 25-yard line, they'll mark it. Got a few yards on the short side of the field. They've been doing that crisscross a little bit. Sometimes Tristan keeps it, gives it up. And the Bison first and 10 at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, not bad field position at all.
Saw a few penalties last week against Waverly, too. We'd like to see that cut down a little bit more as well in this one. Junior center, Trey Tiller brings him up. The Bison will come out. Trip Riley, the receiver there, right near us. Landry split out wide right. Got a slot receiver on the near side. Campbell to the right of Trenton Riley. Against a four-man front. Campbell on the give. Cuts it back in. Has some yardage. Tristan for about five, six yards to about the 31-yard line. Once again, Crete. It's going to be second and four for the Bison. Nice early run.
Yeah, a little ISO, I think, to come to the left there. Nice little hole to get through. Good pickup on first down.
Great loss, big against Scottsbluff at home, 48-9. Look who shows up, Mr. Delaval. Holy smokes. Nothing else to do tonight, huh? Three wide look. Trenton Riley, shotgun set. Campbell to his left. Tristan will go right side and hit line of scrimmage. Kind of got a yard or two before he was met that time. And hit backwards to stick that time. Alex Kravats that time. It's going to be third and short for the Bison offense. We'll call it third and about one.
Yeah, pretty stout up front there on the defensive side of it. Just shut it down.
I haven't named the chain guys yet. Hi, TJ. How the heck are you, man? Mr. Weaver's down there. Is that Clint Coleman over there? Holy smokes. You got him off the golf course for a night. I'm stunned. Third and one for the Bison. Back pistol set on third and short. It's going to be Tristan Campbell straight ahead. First down and a little bit more to about the 38, 39-yard line. Straight between the tackles that time. Pretty easy first down.
Yeah, straightforward. Power football.
This is the case, first couple of weeks with Beatrice. You just get that ground game going. Same with the Roy. Just get it. It's what happens. If you need play action in there, they'll take it.
Let's see if that happens on this play. A little play action here.
Nice down to do it. Not too bad. First and 10. Bison at throwing 38-yard line. Three wide looks. Twin far side. Ball on the far side hash. Campbell to the left of Trent Riley. That four-man front creeping those linebackers. Get a little a jet sweep. It's going to be Schmidt trying to hug the corner. It's got some room. 40. 45. And Trent Ethan knocked out about the 49. They'll move the chains. Knocked out of bounds by Jules Reed for Creep. Nice job on the jet sweep action to come on this side. Right to us there, Lance. Hugged that corner a little bit, and the Bison first down.
Yeah, he gave that guy a little inside move there, and his speed let him get outside of him. That guy lost containment. Good pickup there, 15 yards, first down.
I got to see our rest of our chain guys. Clint's down there, TJ's down there. Is that Mr. Smith down there, too?
Curtis.
That's Curtis down there, by gosh. First and 10, 49-yard line. Give to Campbell for a fourth time. Tristan across the 40 by 45 at the 44 before the tackle's made. Ricardo Vincenti for Crete after a nice gain of about 4 yards on first down. Brings up second and six.
Man, don't need to do anything more than that. 4 yards.
Just run on that midline, that option read, yep. And they run it left, they ran it right between the tackles. Bison offensive line doing some good things early. We're just underway. 9-minute mark here, first quarter. No score. Score updates brought to you by MMB Bank. Bison a bunch set far side with Riley, Schmidt, I think Landry on the far side. Pistol look on second and 7 for the Bison. It's going to be a little play action as Riley will keep it. It's got some blockers. First down, 40, 35, and Trenton out of bounds at about the 34, 33-yard line. Kind of bobbled the snap a little bit. But he got it, grabbed it, hugged the corner. Good blocking down. Field. Move the chains again, Lance.
Yeah, I think a little read option type play there. And I think if he'd got that block out there on the edge, he could have been gone. But just missed a little bit on that block out there.
Trenton, of course, came in last year as a starter. A couple of games, Kenyon Hosa got hurt. He started the rest of the season. A lot of experience. I think a lot of confidence in his second year. First and 10, Bison have it at the Crete 37-yard line on the move. Three wide look. It's going to be Campbell again. 35-30, right between the tackles that time. He's got a good close to another first down. Looks like he's right at close to the marker. Looks like it's going to be either first and 10 or second. More like second and one. 21, Ricardo Vincenti is on the tackle once again. We've called him a couple of times.
Yeah, sound like a broken record, but just a straight old ISO right up the middle. That's all you need to do. So 4-4 defense gambles and misses.
Right now, Creek on three-man front on yep. Second and one, expecting pass on this one. H-back Roberts on the right side, twins left, and Riley, little play action, looking to throw. Got a wheel route with Schmidt. He's got him open. Add them out the 5-yard line. It couldn't come up with it. Oh, my gosh. Wheel route. We saw that play last week at Lance. It was a perfect pass to Campbell and Ethan, I think. Boy, at least up here, looked like he probably should have had it.
Perfect play call, man. Perfect route. Just a little out of reach.
Easier said than done on my part. If I'm down there, I'm going to probably drop it. I don't even come close. But Ethan, give it a shot. A little wheel round. I love that play. Worked last week. And why not? Second and one.
Yep. Great looking play.
But Crete obviously was on that as well, thinking three-man front. They're going to throw it and take their chances. It's third and one now. Power. Bauer sent on. Yeah, got extra. McCorkle's back there. It's going to be Campbell right side. He's got a first down. Puts his head down across the 25, about the 23-yard line. He picked up the necessary yardage. Bison moved the chains again. Approaching that 20-yard line, it's going to be first and 10.
Yeah, good, powerful run there on that second, on that contact. Right through it, ran right through it, and falls forward. He doesn't fall backwards very often.
No, not a bit. Trip Riley brings the play from head coach Joe Petrosky. Got Matt Berry, of course. Boy, those guys, talk about guys who know Creek football. And back in the days of, back in the late 2000s, some big matchups of Creek. That 14-7 Cardinal win over McCook with both Joe and Matt, big-time competitors in that. First and 10 Bison at the 23. Shotgun set for Trenton Riley again. And we got our first flag of the way. Somebody twitched. Was it the receiver, Landry or Schmidt, right in front of us?
Okay, I didn't catch.
It's Alex right here. I don't know if you're going to call on him, but it's going to be a five-yard penalty. Bring up first and, with first down over, it's first and five, first and six. I'm sorry, first and 14. What am I talking about?
14, yep.
14. Clock running, approaching 7 minutes left. Opening first quarter, no score between Creed and McCook. Already week four, Bison 2-1, Creed looking for their first win of the season. Ball on the far side hash, shotgun set, three wide look once again. Trenton Riley's going to be Tristan Campbell. 25-yard line and nothing. Nice job, Creed, that time shut the door. 57 Mason Snyder on the tackle. Had a little help as well. Got a few yards. We'll give him three on the play, and this will bring up second and 12.
Yeah, we just missed getting down that second line there on the defense at 57. Just slid behind everything and made a really good play.
See what happens in second and 12. That was the first penalty against either team in this one. Landry split out wide right. And Ty Junker in the receiver here on the left side. Campbell to the right of Trent Riley. Riley's going to throw. Pass going to be complete. Landry has it about the 17, hit about the 15. He just went up 5 yards, stopped. Nice throw by Trent. Good catch by Alex. It's still going to be short of the first down, but it's a third and manageable right here, Lance. It's only third and three, so the Bison in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that was a nice little button hook. Good catch. Held onto the ball. It was pretty hard contact, so really good job.
Andrew Polkup will bring in the play from Bison coaching staff on third and two. I think this is two downs to make 2 yards right here. They'll go for it, I think, even if they don't get on four on third down right here. Power set. McCorkle, the extra back in there with Roberts, Riley, Campbell behind some blockers, first down, and spun his way to about the 10-yard line. Picked up almost five in the play. You know me, Lance. I love power football. I love the double tight. Love the power set. I wish we played more of the fullback. I can't change Joe's mind, but that's how I football in the past, and that's how I like it.
I grew up playing triple option wishbone, so
yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Oh my gosh, so fun. Yeah, football is like everything. Shotgun, it's like, oh, really? Do we have to go every?
Lose 5 yards when you snap it.
I know it. First and 10 down the 11-yard line. Bison on the move, looking for the first score of the game. Riley Campbell will get it. Sheds one tackle. And inside the 10, hit about the 8. Gained a tough 3-4 yards before the tackle was made. Lyle Van Horn, young sophomore for Crete. Getting a gain of about maybe 4 on the play. And we'll call it 2nd and 6. They can't get a first down without scoring.
Yeah, he did a really good job shaking off that first contact in the backfield there just to get it past the line of scrimmage.
Under the 5-minute mark here, clock running here at Wyland Field, no score. Next week, we're back on the road to Gearing. Oh boy, my favorite place to go is the Nebraska Panhandle. And that is not true, not even close. Trips left, one wide out far side, empty backfield. Trent Riley on 2nd and 7. 3-step drop screen near side to Schmidt, and nowhere. He might, well, I shouldn't say nowhere. He picked up, looking at where TJ has got that marker. I don't think he got maybe short yardage, and that was about it.
I think he lost a half.
Did he lose a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah, they snuffed that out pretty quick.
Yeah. We saw Waverly run the screen to death last week. Not that type of screen. It was more of a kind of a sideline screen, but the Bison trying to get Ethan out in space a little bit, but nice job by Crete that time and brought some extra bodies. 3rd and 7 for McCook. Bison have... You look, they're almost going to milk this whole quarter.
Yeah.
We're under 4 minutes left. Big 3rd and 7 right here. Trips left. Campbell to the left. Riley's going to throw. He's got some pressure. Looks left. Pat's going to be incomplete. Boy, there's some contact. There was some contact, but no whistle that time. No flag. Ty Junker was the and 10 a receiver, and I think McCook's going to get the three right here.
Yeah, that was it was close, but good coverage, good coverage. It's not a penalty unless they throw it, right?
Yep, exactly right. Gunner Caps, pretty good kicker in his first year. Well, no, let's set it about then, right smack dab between the hashes. At about the 16 for 26-yard field goal attempt, and his holder once again is Trip Riley. Long snapper is Gabe Roberts to make it a 3-0 game. Good snap, good hold. Oh, he cut it off the side of his foot. No good. So a long drive from McCook. Milked a lot of time off and no points to show for it. We'll see the Bison defense. But I think Bison know they can move the ball on this team.
Yeah.
They can move it.
Yeah. Great use of the clock. But, boy, you got to come away with some points on that drive there. But we'll see. Pretty stout defense. Hold him down here.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Gunner just, he's just one of those deals. Just kind of hit it wrong, and that's okay. He'll get it.
No. I would tell you what he did wrong.
Detail.
But, I can't kick.
I am far from being anywhere on being a kicking expert on that. Now Crete will get the ball at the 20-yard line, first and 10. Boy, that thunderhead of the north is kind of but it's not moving this way. It's moving more north.
Blew up.
Crete comes out, trips to the right, four wide. Beauchemin to the far side for their quarterback, and Nick Wentz, the give. And it's going to be a nice 5-6 yard gain up about the 26-yard line. Their future back is Ethan Placek, a senior. With the carry at that time. Kevin himself and the quarterback keeper, a gain of 6, bringing up 2nd and 4.
Yeah, they got our tackle there, DB end, hooked on the outside and gave us a little gap there. So,
you know, Bison going 3-man front.
Three-man.
They just on this rushing 3, dropping 8. Actually, not going to. They got the D end on the far side, moving up. Spread them out, twins both sides. Went will throw and flags on the play. Nope, I think Coach Neumeyer saw some, then burns a timeout. No score, 3:05 left in the quarter. We're back to Wyland Field in just a moment. It's Bison football and kicks 96.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Back here to Wyland Field, Rich Barnett, Lance Frazier, and Carl Riemann. A penalty in flight, so they get the timeout, Lance. Legal substitution, so no timeout taken. A loss of 5, bring up 2nd and 9.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch why that was a legal substitution.
I didn't either. I didn't either. They'll come out, spread McCook out. Twins once again, both sides. Look out for one of the starting wide receivers, number 1, Kenson Spence, number 1, right near us. And we got officials timeout again. This thing had a good float going, and now it's kind of, looks like maybe an equipment deal with one of their linemen.
Yeah, on film, when they get this lineman, it looks like they usually mirror. The sides mirror one another. The inside guys go out, and the outside guys do goes.
Everett Heath checked out. Nick Eltz will check in on that offensive line for Crete. No score. Bison drove the length of the field, took a lot of time off the clock, missed a field goal. Went shotgun set to go four wides. Bison showing blitz. McCorkle on the inside. Pass going to be knocked down. Went to the slot receiver and a quick hitter that time. Nice job of the Bison that time on the coverage was Oliver Corbett that time. Incomplete, brings up 3rd and 9.
Yeah, that was textbook coverage. Kept his feet moving. His kid squared him up. Got his arm in front.
That brought McCorkle inside linebacker at that time with a little pressure up front and had to hurry that throw maybe a little bit. Oliver was right there. 6'7", boy, long arms. Great speed. Crete will come out. Trips right once again. One out right up to the far side of the field on big 3rd and 9. Bites the defense trying to get off the field. Pass complete here near his side. 25. Oh, I got away from tackle. It's going to be a 1st down. A nice little move that time, Lance, by Carson Codal. A little shake and bake at about the 26. Got an extra 5 yards. No move to change. 1st and 10.
Yeah, just a basic square out. 5 yard square out. Tristan's got to break down a little better when he goes for contact there to make that tackle.
Move to chain, first down of the game for the Crete Cardinals. Spence, the far side. Codal in the slot. Jaeger, the slot receiver. Another slot wing guy far side, four wide again. Nick Went, three-man Bison rush. Went, crossing pattern, going to be off the fingertips that time. McCordle, well, he catches that, and he probably has some room to run because it wasn't a red shirt for about 5 yards, but off the fingertips, incomplete.
Nope, he was going to split the seam pretty hard on that one if he come up clean.
Andrew Pocup was the closest near it, and if he runs like his dad does, and good thing dad can't hear me over there. But no, Andrew's got pretty good speed. I shouldn't tease him that much. It's second and 10 for Creed after the incomplete pass. Spence here to the near side. We go shotgun to keep a couple of backs back there as well. With Plasic, their feature back. Bison rushing four. Fake the inside give. Went going to keep it. The Bison stand home. We got a late flag. Davian Hansen did a great job at staying at home. And they're going to. Did he hit him?
I think they got him for a face mask, maybe. His head bopped down a little bit. I don't know. It's a really good play by Davian.
I don't know if they caught Quentin Terry with a hit that time. I thought he missed him. But was there, like you said, was there a face mask there? It's going to be a personal foul. They did. They're going to call against Quentin Terry. So it'll be a 15-yard penalty.
I think that must be a really a big point of emphasis this year. It's been called quite a bit.
Yeah. How many times... In the college, you watch college football. How many times they go to the replay and check and see if it's...
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, always.
So the 15-yard penalty moving forward now to about the Crete 47-yard line. Two-minute mark, right at 2 minutes left, first half, no score. Crete and McCook, Kicks 96-1 or Kicks 96-1 YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. Four wide look again, spread them out. Trips left, one receiver to the near side, and Wentz. Plazix is lone back. Bring the motion man Polo, and we got a flag in the play. Bison pointing to the up front. Somebody twitched, and they did. It'll be a 5-yard penalty, and move it backwards, first and 15.
Yep, they did all right. That first guy can move, but the second guy caught him.
In a quick first quarter, that's for sure. I say this last week at Waverly, the first quarter was a blur, and then the second half was like a slower than molasses, the way that game went. Four wide lick, total in motion near side. Plazek between the tackles, pretty good size back, not bad. Picks up about four before being pushed backwards. And McCorkle's in there. Spencer Steinbeck's in there as well. Poke up in there. Ken McCain. A couple get not quite back line of scrimmage. We'll call it second and 11.
Yeah, the middles did good there. Idos did great on holding that up. Let them linebackers come in and converge.
Sorry. Edos Klein was in there instead of Steinbeck. My apologies. Edos was the one that hit it first. Second and 11. Coming up 1 minute left in the quarter. Twin receivers spread them out. Four wide look once again. Nick Wentz. Plazic switching which side, left or right of the quarterback. Now he's going to switch again. Coaches had to say, play clock's running down. And Plazic, that play took too much. Gains about two or three just beyond the original line of scrimmage. Here, Lance brings up third and nine right here.
Yep, good job by Andrew coming down the line there to make a tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Let's see if they run another play. 35 seconds left. They can't get another play if they want. Creed's already converted one big third down in this drive. Bison milked off a ton of time that first drive. Attempted the field goal. Case just joined us and missed it for 26. Third and nine. Bison rushing three, dropping eight. Close to midfield. Win on the snap. Looking. Cross the middle. Going to be sailed it over the head. Actually, almost Spence downfield. Almost had a chance, but a short hot to middle. I think he was looking for Cole first up front underneath. Went over his head. The incomplete pass stops the clock. 11 seconds left. The Bison's going to get it back.
Yep. He just sailed it just a little bit. It almost cut to that second guy.
Yeah, I was looking, wait a minute, there's a guy behind him. So we'll see Campbell back deep at his own 20. And official timeout. I got to get some other updates on scores here with some of those 7 o'clock kickoff times. We'll do that here at the end of the quarter. 103.9 the hot coverage. Mark over at Benkelman for Dundee County Stratton and Highline. Tigers trying to go 4-0 in the season. 4th and 9, they got the offense still in there. Oh, no, they don't. I'm sorry. Look. And the kick's going to be a squibber. Hits it about the 27. Campbell, 1 and 2. Not going to pick it up. About the 14-yard line. So, it wasn't the best kick in the world. And we got another flag.
Yeah, I don't know if they got Oliver for a little hold down here, a little extracurricular maybe. I'm not sure.
Up in the press box, I got this wooden plank right between it, and I couldn't see the punter. It was still in there, so.
I kept catching myself moving around.
But I don't want to ever gripe about this press box, because once they put this in years ago, it was a godsend.
Oh, that's nice.
Because that press box on the far side with two radio stations, everybody else was like, you were crammed in there like sardines. And this was great when they did this years ago.
Yeah, we need the room in here because I get the flailing my arms around when I'm talking. And
so it's a penalty against McCook. Yes, Bison. We're guilty that time. So we'll get one play, and they'll back it up to the 4-yard line. Not great field position to start this drive. Second drive for the Bison. Schmidt and Landry, the two wideouts to the left. They got Roberts, the H-back, on the left side, right behind the tight end, Pokup. Last play of the quarter. Trent Riley, shotgun sets. That's Campbell right behind him. Roberts shifts a little bit. Campbell trying to just get a little wiggle room. Looks like out to about the 8-yard line. That's your quarter. No score. Crete and McCook are back to Wyland Field next on Kicks 96.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Back here at Wyland Field, no score. Crete McCook, other scores. Class B, Norris over Blair, 14-6. Scott over Ralston, 14-0. Waverly leads Elkhorn 7-0 after the first quarter. Northwest Bennington, no score there. Beatrice York, Hastings Northwest, Scott's Bluff and Seward are tipping off at 8 our time. Still a good 35 minutes, and Ogallala carrying same out west. So here we go. Lance, quarter number 2 underway. Second and 9 for the Bison. Got 1 yard out of the Tristan Campbell run. Campbell to the right of Riley. Shift by Roberts, left, right, that H-back. It's going to be Campbell between the hashes, right, between the guards that time. And going to mark him down at about, didn't get much, maybe a yard. He just right at about the 10-yard line. Not going to be much. Going to bring up third, about 8.
Yeah, tough slide. It looks like that defensive line's really popping the gaps there and guessing a little bit, but they're getting lucky. One of those could go the other way.
Yep. Well, Crete gave up some yards that first drive. I'm sure some adjustments, coaches talking, and then what we need to do to not let him get him on a drive. It's Crete trying to get a 3-and-out and get the ball back. 3rd and 7, trips right for the Bison. Riley shotgun sets, going to throw in 3rd and 7, rolls the pocket, got a flag in. Cross middle, it's going to be complete, 20, 25, Landry about the 26, but I bet you money this is probably in the area of a hold. Oh, boy, would have been a first down. Nice little out in the open that time. Trenton Riley found Alex Landry, but probably all for naught, and they'll move it back.
And you see the hands to the face mask by the guy that usually does it. So I think Davian was guilty on that one.
So it wasn't a hold.
It was a hold.
It was a hold. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
But he was.
Thanks, all of our great sponsors helping us out. Our coverage, once again, our radio coverage, Kix 96.1, our Kix 96.1 YouTube. Great sponsors as well. If you're watching our YouTube channel, we have those popping on the screen. Carl doing a good job with those folks getting recognized as well. After the penalty, marches it back to the 8-yard line. So that's the 5-yard line. It's 3rd and long, 3rd and about 12. Bison go trips right again. In a little bit of a pickle right here. On 3rd and long, Riley will throw. Still looking. Looking for out in the flat, and he threw it wide. Trip Riley that time. Brothers trying to hook up. Crete gets a 3-and-out, Lance, and they're going to get the ball probably in pretty good field position. McCook's going to be punting near their own end zone.
Yeah, just that penalty really hurt. But a good defense stand by Crete there. Good coverage on that last pass, too. Really nobody was open.
So Hansen, and Davian's back there to punt again. Miles Pullman was the punter going in. I didn't see Miles. He's probably just, come on, put me in. Let me do something. But we'll see. We'll see. Hansen back in his own end zone. And he has a little sidewinder, kicks it away from Kotal. That was pretty good punt, all things considering. Takes a bison roll to the Crete 46, but still a short field for Crete. First and 10 Cardinals, and their second possession coming up. Cardinals got to be feeling pretty good on the road, coming off a kick, a butt kicking last week at home against Scott's Bluff, and they've, besides the first drive, they've held up pretty strong that time, didn't they?
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. I think everybody knew this game was going to be a good game. It's records are what they are, but with the two traditional teams like this, it's going to be to the fourth quarter for sure.
Lights on here at Weiland Field. Beautiful night. Got some clouds to the north and the west. Don't have to worry about those storms. Can't wait for Sunday. I'm hoping it rains all day on Sunday. That's I'm really, really looking forward to that. Shotgun set for Nick Wentz. With Plazek to his right, he's going to throw a little pump fake. Threw up a duck that time. That could be offensive pass interference. It's got to be off. It's not defensive, folks. It is offensive pass. Got to be. Because he was looking at the ball. Yeah, it's against the offense. You bet. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, Crete folks are in front. They thought it was against the defense. Like, there is no way that's against the defense.
Oh, that was a no-doubter. Yep. a little push in the back.
Yeah. Ethan Schmidt had coverage that time, and it was a wounded duck. It was just the quarterback kind of threw a duck and threw it short.
Oh, Ethan had great leverage. He was on the inside, great leverage.
Spence had no chance, really, that time to get around Ethan. Nice job of the Bison senior with good coverage. It's a big penalty. And mark it back to the inside of the 39-yard line. You're going to 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. You're like a first and 26, or you got first and 25. Up on the board. That's one thing Coach Petrosky said for their offense. We got to stay on schedule. Got to stay on schedule. That last drive, it didn't stay on schedule. Now Crete's not on schedule. Four wide look, trips to the right. One receiver, far side of the field. Motion man is Kotal. Far side, Winch. Plenty got 6 on the clock. Quarterback keeper, nowhere to go. Bison clawed things up that time. Super job, Spencer Steinbeck. The big old D-tackle. Got a quarterback sack. It's going to be a loss, probably of a yard or two, and bring up second and long.
Yeah, Spencer, he stood that center up, swum around him. Perfect. Quentin come and help clean it up a little bit, I think.
We got Spencer listed at, my gosh, the weight on these guys. 315, got Klein in at 295. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Those guys are that's the backbone of that whole three-front defense right there, that nose guard.
Those two got to handle the run in between the tackles. Bison are rushing just 3. Again, second and 28. They've got to get to the Bison 36 for a first down. Wint will keep 2 backs near him. 3 wide look, and the Coach Neumeier is going to call a timeout. Timeout, 9:43. No score. McCook and Crete back to Weiland Field next on Kicks 96.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DaVinci Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DaVinci's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DaVinci deal. DaVinci Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DaVinci Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
We're back here at Weiland Field after the timeout taken by Crete. That's where it was their second timeout. They got 1 left. 2, second and 20. Got a long ways to go. Went, a little pump fake, looking for the deep ball. He's got double coverage over there, threw it long, and knocked down that time. Nice defensive coverage that time by Ty Junker on the far side. They had him bracketed that time. He's looking for the Kotal. Overthrew him, and here's a big 3rd and 28. What are you going to call on this one?
I think it's going to be a draw or a little screen here. I think something safe, but you don't throw Ty Junker's way. That kid's been on fire. I know he missed last week, being gone to his brother's ceremony, but that kid's, he can cover.
Yeah, they had a couple of nice games, that Beatrice game at the beginning of the year. Pretty good. Pick six in that one. All right, big third and 28. See what Crete has in store. No score, 9:37 left. Second quarter for Weiland Field. We got 20 receivers both sides. Ball on the far side hash. Wentz with Plazek. Just keep it simple. Vanilla and Spencer Steinbeck eats him up and spits him out on that one. It's going to be a loss of a couple of yards. They did keep it vanilla that time, and they were land set to be fourth down.
Yeah, that was just like a big old fat cheeseburger on that one. Swallowed him up.
Really, you know, third and long like that, what are you going to do? You don't want to turn the ball over. So now Crete had good field position to start this. Boy, the pass interference, offensive pass interference killed them that drive.
Yeah, stopped, lost, what, 30, 35 yards?
Yeah. Campbell back at his own 30. And back to punt this thing away is Spence. No, it's not Spence. They got somebody else punting back there. Bison bringing some pressure. Nice kick. Line drive. Returnable. Campbell. 32-yard line. 35. Got some room. 40. 45. Midfield. A little stutter stepping out of bounds about the 45. Pretty smart idea. Don't get walloped because he had nowhere to go.
Nope.
Nowhere to go.
Nope.
And it's still the short side of the field. The Lance, they'll take it. First and 10 at their own. The Crete 43-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good punt, but I think he outkicked his coverage a little bit there. And Campbell had a clean look to the right there.
Yeah, there was no air.
No air.
It was a straight line drive, and Tristan was licking his chops, took it for a nice return. Bison have got to take advantage of this field position. Last drive went nowhere and had to punt the ball away. 8:39 left before the half. No score between McCook and Crete. Kicks 96-1 or Kicks 96-1 YouTube channel. Riley split wide left. Landry and Schmidt right in front of us on the right side. Schmidt in the slots. Campbell to the left to Trent Riley. Three-man Crete front, sneaking some backers up in those gaps. Ethan Schmidt motion, they run the jet sweep. Yep, Ethan's going to try to find some room. Duck swing, gets hit about the 40, and dives away to about the 39. Ben picked up 5 yards on the play on the jet sweep, brings up second and five.
Yeah, they tried to stun up the middle that time with a linebacker, and we just got round the outside of him.
And plenty of time. The Bison get all three timeouts left. Actually, Crete only has burned one timeout. I remember earlier it was a penalty. The penalty instead, they called timeout, but it was actually turned out to be a penalty, and they didn't want it. The timeout. With three wide again, twins right, one receiver far side left. Pistol look, Riley with Campbell. Tristan, right side, maneuvers, has some room. First down, 35, gets a high block, 30. Tristan, 25. 20, puts his head down, knocked out of bounds. Inside the 20, about the 18-yard line. At the 29, that's a 20-yard gain, or close to it. And the Bison move the chains again.
Yeah, I think that hole was supposed to be off tackle, but Tristan's shifty enough, and his eyes are great. He just makes that little cut outside, and away he goes.
And again, that's one thing Waverly did not let him do at all. They shut down. They sealed the outside. They brought extra, they were running extra guys all the time, and he just had no chance last week. Got a drive going. They're inside the 20, first and 10, about the 18 for Crete. Receivers both sides. They got Roberts, the H-back on the right side, right behind Polkup. Campbell, left side behind a blocker. Got a good lead block that time. And to about the 14, that's a solid gain of 14 yards. Or 4 yards, I should say. 4 yards on first down. Bring up second and six. He got a nice lead block that time by Simon Garcia on that offensive line. Brings up second and six.
I've been taking lessons from Bronson, and they call that counter GT because the guard and tackle both pulled into the hole.
Sure.
Yeah, great looking play.
I'm sure you hear about all this at home, don't you?
Well, when you can get him to talk.
Yeah. It's like, come on. I know exactly what you're talking about there, Lance, over the years. You can't get your kids to say anything. Second and five, we'll call it. Bison in the move at the 14-yard line. Campbell again between the tackles. There was a little bit of a running room there at that time. Looks like at about the 10. If it's the 10, it's going to be like right at the, maybe shy of the first down by a yard, half yard. They're going to say third and short.
Yep, I'd say just a little less than a yard there. Gabe had a nice little lead block up through the hole that time from his H-back position too. So
they're going to bring in Callum McCorkle as an extra power back. With Roberts in there. Love when they go double tight. Actually, double tight, you consider Roberts has got on the tight end. extra power back once again. That's really two fullbacks with Roberts and also in McCorkle on third and short. Tristan Campbell dives way ahead. I'm sure he got the first down. He got a little bit more. Maybe a gain of two. They'll move the chains, and the Bison will have first and goal from inside the 10.
Yeah. It's kind of like a double H wishbone something set. There I don't know what you want to call it, but yeah, I like it. Power football.
Let's see if they stick with this. I see McCorkle staying in there, I think. I didn't see 44 to go out. Did you? I think Roberts stayed in there. Nope. Yeah, they're still going to stick with the power power look. McCorkle
shift sides.
And yeah, with the start on the left, they've gone now to the right side. Poke up the tight ends on the left side. The low wide out is Landry, split out wide right. Riley, a toss to Campbell. Trying to go inside, trying to bounce it outside. Trista, that's a tight corner for us to see. And they'll mark it. Look at the referee about the 3-yard line. So give him a gain of four. Second and goal from about the three and a half yard line.
Yeah, Tristan got around the corner boy, lowered the boom, and he tried to climb over top of him. Just couldn't quite get there.
So they'll leave the extra backs in there on this one with McCorkle and Roberts. See if they load it up with poke up on this side as well. The tight end, the will can stay on the right side. The wideout, Ethan Schmidt, far left side of the field. 1-on-1 with Spence on second and goal from the 4. Inside give to Campbell with a blocker in front. He went right behind Gabe Roberts that time. Dives way ahead. Looks like the mark, about the 2-yard line, maybe the 1.
Yep, they utilized those H-backs that time. They pulled him around right through that hole. He just snuck his head right in behind him. And
it's 4 downs.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely 4
downs. It's 2 downs to make 1 yard. They're down to the 1-yard line. Looking for a first Horizon Bank touchdown of the night right here. Look like we're going to have something going there on the first drive. Settled for a field goal try, and unfortunately didn't hit that one. No score as we're approaching the 4-minute mark here before the half.
I was just about to say about going under center, and there we are.
Riley under center. Power set. Haven't seen this all night. And it'll be Tristan Campbell. He's going to go in for the touchdown. Almost walked in that time. And he was tackled the end zone. But, you know, he was already in. Touchdown Horizon Bank. Touchdown number one for the Bison tonight.
Yeah, I was glad to see that under center thing. I just think you waste too many yards back there in that area.
Nice shot from McCook. Get off the Schneid a little bit. We'll see Gunner Caps on for the extra points. Trip Riley will hold this as the Bison get on the board with a nice drive. They had the short field that time, and that helped out things. Trying to make it a 7-0 game. Kick's going to be on the way, and it is good. Horizon Bank number one of the night, Tristan Campbell in a 1-yard run. We're back for the kickoff next. It's Bison football. Kick's 96-1.
Taylor is living the runs a dream.
The fry life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Runza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Runza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Runza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Your lawn looks okay, but it could sure use some work. Head to DNS Hardware and grab all the lawn care items to beautify your lawn. DNS has Ultimate Fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Also, you'll find grub control, weed killers, and more. If you're not sure what's wrong with your yard, ask the DNS staff. Chances are they have a pretty good idea of what it needs. Get that lawn looking its best with a trip to DNS Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 till 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 5. DNS Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
Rich Barnett along with Lance Frazier and Carl Riemann doing our camera work on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. That was a nice drive, Lance. I'm glad we got someone on the board on a Tristan Campbell 1-yard run.
Yeah, it ate up quite a bit of clock again there, too. So really good-looking drive.
And now we'll see Gunner Caps kick this thing off. Codal and deep also is Jules Reed for Crete. As Gunner's kick's going to be short, and it's going to hit about the 22.
Get it.
Bison get on top of it. Go! Oh, we had a golden opportunity, and we could not get on top of it. Oh, my gosh. It was there for the taking.
Yeah, that was a perfect bounce.
So they're playing deep, and the guys playing up had no idea where the ball was at. And we had, I think, two red shirts are looking at the replay right now, and it bounced about the 22. Oh, we had two red shirts. Tripp Riley was down there, and he got kind of tripped up where he couldn't. He had a chance, but, oh, dang it.
I think we might have forgot just a little bit, maybe, that ball's live.
Right. Exactly right. It's 7-0 Bison, 4-minute mark. Here we go with Crete trying to make some noise before the half. Nick Wendt, their junior quarterback. Motion man is Codal. Going to run a little speed option far side. Codal on a toss pitch. 25, 30. One of their biggest gains of the night on first down. Nice run that time and ran the option.
Yeah, they caught McCook in a spot there because Oliver Corbett come in on the blitz there, and it was perfect play call for what happened there. Nobody was outside left to take that tailback.
And like we talked about earlier, whenever I see an option play, I kind of get excited for it. We both love the option, but it was the other team that time. It's going to be a gain of 7. We'll call it 2nd and 3. Crete has 2 timeouts left if they need them. Second home game of the Bison, won their season opener a couple of weeks ago in Aurora. Get ready to a road trip to Gehring. Then they got back-to-back home games, Hastings and Ogallala. Codal in motion to the far side, went. Got to run the same play, short side of the field on the toss pitch. Has the first down, and again, that play opened up a little bit more to about the 35. He picked up, see if they're going to move the chains. He got enough for the first down. Can't believe they ran it again.
It's just, it's so tough. It's assignment football on defense, and if you miss that assignment, that offense will just tear you up.
Ran back plays that time to the short side of the field. Went can't waste too much time here. As the clock is under 3 left here before the half. 7-0 Bison lead. Again, at halftime, we'll check out all the scores in Class B and the area teams as well. And also check out the rest of the sports schedule for the Bison, what they've done this week, and look ahead next week as well. Got a big volleyball tournament in town tomorrow at the junior and senior high gymnasiums. Codal in motion to the far side. Went. We're going to run option here near side. Going to keep. Yeah, we got to stay at home. Got a late flag coming in. That time ran it this way with the option, and the Bison didn't take the bait on the pitch. We got a flag going to be a hold against the offense,
yep,
too.
Oliver did what he was supposed to do that time. Kept containment, but keep an eye on that quarterback. Same time. Assignment football, when it works, you stop them. I think they're going to have a little holding.
They're going to take this and push them backwards and let them have first and long.
Drive killers.
Yep. Certainly are. After the penalty, mark it back at about the 28-yard line. Was it first and 20? First and about 20 to go.
Don't have too many plays for this.
Yeah, it seemed like their last drive. I mean, they were backed up 2nd and 25, and then 3rd and 28, and they had, what do you do? The Bison have 3 timeouts. They got only first down, but you can start maybe seeing McCook maybe use some timeouts. Went deep ball far side.
Oh.
Complete. 45. Campbell, and also they had the bracket coverage there with Ty Junker, and just didn't get the job done that time, and completed past the far side. And they get the first down. No, they didn't get the first down. Gain of, looks like 18 is going to bring up 2nd and 2.
Yeah, it looked like Ty went to jump and slipped.
Yeah.
He was there, I think, just slipped.
I stand corrected. They did get the first down. Mark at about the 47-yard line. Never was any good at math, so they got that first down.
Carry the one, you know.
Never was. Horrible. I was doing cartwheels. If I got a D in that class, I was doing cartwheels. At least I passed. Spread them out 4 wide. Look, once again, Wentz. Motion man to Codal to the far side. We got flags on the play. It's going to be another motion penalty against Crete.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been every time they send that guy in motion. I don't know. Somebody else is just wiggling a little bit, but it's bit him about 3 times now.
Plastic will come back in the backfield, and it'll be 1st and 15 with 1:38 left. Boy, they must be getting some pretty good rainfall here north of town. That looks like a pretty good-sized thunderhead. I'll welcome that coming up late tomorrow and all day Sunday.
Yep.
Just rain.
I'd like to shut my sprinklers off.
Oh, my gosh. You ain't kidding. I'd like to shut my air conditioner off. Come out. 4 wide look. Twins both sides. Bison rushing 3. Dropping 8 on 1st and 15. Line of the clock, 1:15, went. Far side of the field, complete. Picked up about 6 on the play. And now Crete will use one of their remaining two timeouts. It's going to be second and long. When we come back, you're listening to Bison Football on Kix 96.1 and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Rich Barnett, Lance Frazier, and Carl Riemann back here at Wyland Field Bison Football tonight, brought to you by Horizon Bank, McCook Clinic, Pizza Hut, Party Electric, MMV Bank, Bowles Plumbing and Heating, and Carpenter Burnley Funeral Home. Some of our great sponsors helping us out our coverage here at Wyland Field. It's second and 15. What? Why is the clock still running? Does anybody notice that the clock is running and down to 7 seconds left? The clock is at zeros.
Nope, there they got it.
Oh, they put it back 2 minutes. Okay, they ran. That was the, okay. Stop. Okay, I get it now. Pass around. Oh, incomplete. Spence. It's going to be incomplete. Brings up second down. I never have watched that on the play clock. We must have just started it this year where they
the 60-second rundown.
I never. Yeah.
Yeah. Oliver got his big old long arm and paw in that one. Broke that up down the field.
So my apologies. I don't remember last year doing that, but they must have started the Aurora game, which I wasn't here for that one. I was freaking out a little bit going, why is the clock running during a timeout? Incomplete pass. Crete has it third and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Bison rushing three, dropping. Everybody about the 45. Do not want to give up this first down right here. A minute two left in the half, and a Bison 7-0 lead. Bison bringing some extra bodies, pass complete far side. Good move, 45. And Codal trying to escape, and I think he did, and I think I got to the marker before they dragged him down with Campbell on the far side of the Bison bench, Lance, but I think he is going to have that first down. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's 6 inches short.
The whole six. He is short, by gosh. Fourth and short right here, we think. They're going to bring the chains in and measure this right, or maybe not. Bison will burn one of their timeouts right here. 53 seconds left. Bison up 7-0. Back to Wyland Field next on Kix 96.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Wyland Field, did they use the timeout? I don't think, was there a timeout or just a measurement?
I think just an official's timeout for measurement.
Okay. The way they called it looked like McCook was going to talk about it, but it was just for a measurement, which they didn't have to go too far for the measurement on the far side. Short of the first down by less than a yard. And here we go. Well, you're going to stop here. You got the 43 and three timeouts to make some noise before the half. Bison, big opportunity right here. They'll come up. No, I'm going to stick with three-man fronts. Go trips, little bunch set far side for Crete offensively. Got the shotgun set. What do you think? You have a quarterback in her center. Wentz, shotgun set. With a little freeze count. Codal, motion man of the, and they're going to be a flag in the play. It's going to be another motion penalty against Crete. That'll back him up 5 yards, and I bet they punt now.
Yeah, I don't, every time they run that motion, that procedure's called, yeah. So I don't know what's happening down there, but.
Not for sure if it's a lineman or another one of receivers. So it'll be fourth and five now, back it up to the 47-yard line. 52 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, I would think they would try to run this, get that clock moving, make McCook take a timeout here.
Yeah, because Bison, again, still have the three timeouts left. They're going to keep their offense in the field. Coe, the receiver here near the side, spins to the far side of the field. Ball on the far side hash. Bison rushing three, bringing some blitz. Wynn drops back across the middle. Going to be, throws it up and broken up. Tristan Campbell just got a hand in there with total. He almost reached up and got it that time. A nice job by Tristan that time as I'm looking at the replay on that one.
Yeah, he got burnt, but he didn't panic. You know, that's the key there. He just stuck his hand up, didn't panic, and get into the guy.
Incomplete pass. Hey, and what McCook's got, hey, the 47 and three timeouts.
Yeah, great field position. Yeah. Plenty of time to score here.
Exactly right. So let's see what Coach Berry draws up offensively. Some plays right now for Trent Riley. Landry here near side. He got Schmidt in the slot. Really spread those wide receivers out. One, I think that's Tripp Riley. Split to the far side. Campbell to the right of Trenton Riley. Trenton will throw. Pass crossing route complete to Alex Landry at the 44-yard line. Right at the marker. Looks like it's going to be short to the marker. About 9.5 yards. And McCook's got to burn a timeout. But we're on their side of the field now. And, hey, got a good drag up. 36 seconds left. Why not?
Yeah, you got all the timeouts. You can use the middle of the field all you want.
Yeah, exactly right.
Great call.
Gunner Caps, I know he missed an earlier field goal, but I think they have trust in him if they can get it closer to see what he can do.
That probably went down to 20, probably.
Yeah, you're going to have to get close. Got 118 people online watching on the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. We appreciate that. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't done so already. And that, we had 1,000 subscribers recently. Other Class B scores I can give to you. Norris over Blair, 27-6. Bennington over Northwest, 23-7. Scott over Ralston, big 34-0. Waverly, 14, nothing. Halftime lead at Elkhorn. York over Beatrice, 21-0. No score yet. Hastings and Lincoln Northwest. Ogallala Garing, Scott's Bluff Star. I cannot wait to get this. Well, they're just starting those latter two games. Ogallala Garing, Scott's Bluff, and Seward have not started yet. 8 o'clock
Central. Good old mountain time, huh?
Yeah, exactly right. Cambridge over Bertrand, 20-0. Loomis over Maywood. Hey, Center, 30-0. That game's at Loomis. I thought if it's at Maywood, they might be getting some rain, but it's at Loomis. Bison have it. It's going to be 2nd-and-1 at the Crete 44-yard line. Two timeouts left. Riley, shotgun, will throw. Middle of the field. It's going to be Landry again. They'll stop the clock on the completion, and they'll move the chains to about the 36-yard line. Picked up 8 yards to play that time, Lance.
Yep. He's going to save the timeout. Yeah. A little high, but nice catch.
Just got to play hurry up right here. I'm sure during that timeout, they had a couple of plays in mind. We're down to 30 seconds left. 1st-and-10, 36-yard line. Riley, shotgun set. Campbell's right there. Looking to throw. Looking for the deep ball. Looking downfield. He's got Schmidt and just threw it a little bit wide.
Yeah, Schmidt got hung up there coming across middle. That number 13 just bumped him just enough to get him off the route.
He had Landry to his right, and he had Schmidt on a seam route, and would like to go to Ethan that time. Incomplete pass, stops the clock. 20 seconds left. It's 2nd-and-10.
He put it in a good place, though. He put it out wide, didn't leave it hanging in the middle.
Just a 7-0 Bison lead. That's it. One score in the morning. Tristan Campbell, 1 yard run. Not a lot of scoring tonight. This one, 2nd-and-10. Bison have it. 36-yard line. Three wide look again. Landry and Schmidt right in front of us. Tripp Riley split to the far side. I think that's Tripp on the far side. Oh, it's Junker. It's going to be Riley. Deep ball. Tie. Looking against double coverage. And he got it, I think.
He got it.
Touchdown. Ty Junker and a huge catch by Ty. Holy smokes. From, what was that? Where was that? 36-yard line?
Yeah, that was a...
Holy smokes, Ty Junker, and an incredible catch. It just went over the defender that time, Lance. And boy, Trenton Riley hit him on the money again. Big play right before the half to make it a 13-0 game.
Spectacular catch. He was looking inside, completely reversed his body, looked out his outside shoulder, picked up the ball and caught it. That was just crazy.
I didn't blow your eardrums out on that one, Carl, did I? You good? There's Tripp Riley to hold it for Gunner Caps. Ryan's big touchdown, a big pass play, 36 yards. Right at the end of the half, 13 seconds left. Extra point's going to be on the way, and it is good. Bison up 14-0 right before the half. We're back at the kickoff next on Kicks 96.1.
expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
Rich Barnett, Lance Frazier, and Carl Raymond. What a play, Lance. Wow. 36-yard touchdown pass. Riley to Junker hit him on the money. Great concentration by Ty that time.
Oh, total. Spectacular play.
Gunner Cap saw to kick this thing away, and I think they'll probably get one play. Returnable at about the 5. Fumbled on the play. We'll take another turnover. And going to be returnable about the, make it about the 14-yard line. We are going to get one more play. 6 seconds left. Great. Boy, that hurts for Crete. Boy, if you're Crete, you're satisfied going halftime down 7-0.
Yeah, that could be a
different.
You know, with some of the inexperience they have on that side, you can break the spirit. Something like that happens, but
stop on the kickoff was by number 25, Jay Roberts, first and 10, Crete.
14-0, Bison lead. One play, and that'll be it for the quarter coming up for the Cardinals. It's Bison. A Campbell one-yard run and a 36-yard touchdown pass from Riley to Junker, and have a two-score lead going into the halftime locker room. And they'll take a knee, and that's going to do it for the half. 14-0 Bison. We'll talk about it, Lance and I, in just a moment. Bison football. Kicks 96-1 here. Kicks 96-1 YouTube channel.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, pre-needs, and monuments. Stop by today and let our staff assist you. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, 305 West C Street in McCook.
Service after the sale at Wagner Chevrolet.
Wouldn't it be nice to do some business in the kind of place where people care?
For all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Chevrolet. From basic oil changes to complete engine overhauls, our factory-trained technicians will help make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very nice.
Back here to Wyland Field, Rich Barnett, Lance Frazier, and Carl Riemann, 14-0. My sincere apologies to Miles Pullman. I thought it was Ty Junker. I didn't even look at the hand. We know Miles has got the club hand everything. Didn't see it. I thought it was Ty, so it was Miles catching it with the club and everything. Nice catch.
Yeah, 0-8. It's kind of hard from here to there. It's tough to see. But
no question
but
about it.
Great catch no matter what.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great win in the half. Didn't know, you know, we had the three timeouts. You knew we would have to, you're going to have to air it out a little bit. But otherwise, and again, going back to a Crete, but it's kind of a tough one for them because McCook gets the ball to begin the half. Is that right? Am I looking back?
No, they
now
deferred.
Now Crete gets it because they deferred. We took it to begin. Still, Crete is thinking, if we can go in trailing 7-0 and we got the ball second half, to begin the second half, we got to be feeling pretty good, but it just didn't happen. So great job, McCook. 2-score lead, going second half.
Yeah, the time of possession has to be 2-3, McCook, I think.
Think right so? Now.
Yeah.
And the whole first quarter, they milked off how many minutes? Yeah. Crete didn't get the ball until like 3 minutes left in the quarter.
Yeah. I kind of lost track of trying to do stats a little bit here, but I think Tristan's up probably around 50, 60 yards, I'd say.
We're getting some running room. We're hitting some passes, getting a little balance going, so got to continue the second half.
Yep.
We'll take a break. We'll check some of the scores. We got some of the Bison sports news to talk about. We'll get to that here at halftime. Bison football, Kicks 96.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
You need a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
We're here standing in the lot of DeVinny Motors with a man who's looking for a new car.
Oh, I just love Coach DeVinny.
No, DeVinny, not DeVinny.
Oh, DeVinny.
Yes. And here at DeVinny Motors, sir, you'll find a great deal of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram with a nice pre-owned selection, too. Financing available. So remember, it's not a deal unless it's a DeVinny deal.
Not DeVinny?
No.
No.
DeVinny Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DeVinny Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at Runza.com/jobs or text Runza to 242424.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Halftime score here from Wyland Field. The Bison with a 14-0 lead. Some other Bison sports going on. It was a busy week. Lady Bison softball team picked up a nice home win in their finale against, actually won two games on Monday with the win over Highway 6. That was a rematch of the final game going back to last Saturday. Hates the St. Cecilia. McCook went 1-2 in that tournament, beat Highway 6 on Monday, and then came back with a win over Ray 19-0 yesterday. McCook will be at the Hastings High tournament. That's a tough one coming up again tomorrow for Coach Gillen and that team with some good teams involved. Bison cross country teams hosted the McCook invite yesterday. Bison boys were 10th, Lady Bison were 4th. Very tough field of teams. North Platte boys and Minden girls were the team champions. I know Perkins County's got some good kids. Chase County's got some runners. Some of those other Southwest Conference teams. And that was a little toasty. 87 degrees, a little toasty for maybe late September for some of those runners. And especially a challenging course there in Heritage Hills. Bison golfers have been busy as well. They had two meets, the Gehring invite on Monday and the Gothenburg invite on Tuesday. And one thing is a given every meet goes to. Minden is there, and the Whippets, I think, won every meet they've gone to. They are very, very good in class. Meets they've gone to, won pretty much every meet. But I know Coach Brown, very happy. Free Loop, Laney Peters have been their top two golfers pretty much every meet. And they still got quite a few to go before the postseason gets here. Other sports news, Bison volleyball team split a pair of matches yesterday in a couple of games heard live, Kix 96.1 or Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Bison with a win over Colby. I'm sorry, lost to Colby and Chu. They came back and beat Hoxie in 3. And that final match yesterday, McCook will went to Goodland early in the week and won two matches of Goodland and Shylin. Then that to two Kansas teams on Thursday. McCook will host their own invite at the high school and junior high gyms tomorrow. McCook will play Valentine in the first match at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Southwest will face Alliance at 11 o'clock at the junior high. Other two matchups right after the 11 o'clock matchups will be Chase County and Cambridge and Gehring and Oberlin. So those matches again start 11 o'clock at the senior and junior high gyms coming up again tomorrow. I think I've covered all the sports. I got volleyball, cross country, Bison boys tennis team. Forgive me, Coach Weimers. We'll save the best for last. And Coach Weimers, they went to the Lex invite and went 4-1 in their duels yesterday. They got the weekend off. Coach Weimers says a good time for a break. Got the weekend off, homecoming, stuff like that. They've still got a lot of good meets still to go for the Bison boys tennis team. But that was a very, very encouraging a day of tennis yesterday. Once again, over in Lexington for the Bison boys tennis team. And I think I got through all of the fall sports. I think I did. It's 6:20 on the clock. We'll talk more about this game. 14-0 Bison lead. More halftime activities in Wyland Field coming up shortly on Kix 96.1.
You have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware, open Monday through Friday 7 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're excited,
expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical, heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Halftime is just about over here at Wyland Field. Got a couple of minutes left. 14-0 Bison lead. Don't forget, tomorrow's busy day on our Kix 96.1, our station, and also our YouTube channel as well. We'll have the coverage from First Coach's Coffee Club down at Ember's Bakery and Cafe. It slips up every now and then. Gosh dang it. Sorry, Andrew. Ember's Bakery and Cafe tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. with a recap of this game and the rest of the week in high school and college sports news. That's at 8 o'clock, and then we'll pack things up, head up the street. Brian Loker and I will have the coverage of the Heritage Days Parade. Carl's going to have coverage of the on the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel as well. That starts at 10 o'clock again tomorrow, and then we encourage everybody to head up to Norris Park for a lot of great stuff, food, vendors, and stuff like that, and other events taking place throughout the day for Heritage Days 2024. Lance got a couple of minutes left. Bison will be on the defensive side first. 14-0 lead. Thoughts? What's McCook got to do to keep this lead and win this big game and a bounce back win after the game against Waverly?
You know, I think come out this first drive here, the middle's been tough. Spencer and Ados, they've been holding that up pretty tough. They get a three and out here, get good field position, go down and get a quick score. I think the game will turn pretty quick and get us out of here with a win.
Yeah, I think a score, right? If we can, next score, if we can get a score without them scoring, make it 21-0, good luck Crete after that. I think McCook will have this game in control. We'll have to wait and see. Both teams, McCook's out. Crete's not out just yet. We'll take one more break, back with the kickoff for the second half coming up here shortly on Kix 96.1.
Refreshing news. Bowles Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Bowles Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Newly remodeled with you in mind.
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home's newly remodeled facility is designed just for you. From ample parking to our kids' playroom, our new handicap facility is one level and perfectly suited to meet the needs of your family. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Service after the sale at Wagner Chevrolet.
Wouldn't it be nice to do some business in the kind of place where people care?
For all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Chevrolet. From basic oil changes to complete engine overhauls, our factory-trained technicians will help make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very nice.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Rich Lance and Carl back here at Wyland Field. Other scores, let's update the Class B scores that we have. Again, 14-0 McCook here at the half. Other scores, Norris over Blair 34-14, Bennington over Northwest 30-7, Scott over Ralston 34-0, Waverly 14-0 over Elkhorn, York over Beatrice 21-0, Hastings big over Lincoln Northwest 42-0. Gosh, still no score in Scottsbluff Seward. Is anybody reporting this score? No score, Garen and Ogallala.
The Scotts Bluff score?
Yeah.
It was late last week, too.
Yeah, well, and the app I have here, nobody's just like, come on, guys. Somebody report the score, for crying out loud. 14-0 Dundee County Stratton after the first quarter in our game on the Hawk. That is against Highline. Other scores, Arapahoe big over Southern Valley. Boy, the Warriors are tougher than nails this year. They're going for win number 4, 47-0. Dundee County Stratton wins tonight. Arapahoe, they beat next week. That'll be 4-0 and 4-0, and that will be a monster matchup coming up again next week. DCS over Highline, 14-0. Other scores, flipping through here. Cambridge over Bertrand, 26-0. Wilcox Hildreth over Axel, 22-6. Overton and Hitchcock County, battle of 3-0 teams, and Overton leads 26-6 at halftime. Boy, I don't know if you've been following, huge loss for the Falcons. Teaching, coaching staff. Our very good friend Scott Porter passed away. Scott had a stroke the other day and did not recover from it. And gosh dang, it was shocking news. And if you ever knew Coach Porter, knew him for his years down in Cambridge, and they went Hitchcock County. And a lot of folks would agree that he always looked like a grumpy old guy. Always looked like a grumpy, but he was just a really teddy bear. Really was. And he knew a wealth of knowledge on football, wrestling, track and field. He helped those guys tremendously, and the tributes on social media have been tremendous over the last couple of days.
Yeah, I've known Scott for a long time. He used to pummel me in football in high school, so but yeah, great guy. Condolences out to his family. Surely will be missed.
Yeah, that was tough when I heard that the other day, and dang it, never hear that about anybody, but especially a guy like that, he will be missed. All right, here we go. Bison will kick it off. And up a 14-0 lead. Creighton will get the ball first. I'm glad this half wasn't as long as Waverly's halftime last week. Oh, my gosh. That thing was a marathon. Kick is going to be returnable at about the 10. Straight ahead, 15. Got a late flag, 25, 30. Got two flags. And pushed out of bounds about the 40, 45. We got a late flag here. We have four flags on three different plays, Lance.
Yeah, that's just going to be... offset everything, because you had pushing the back in the middle field, and then we had some late hits on us over here on the sideline.
Okay, so let's sort this thing out and see what happens. You get tired of seeing flags. It just kind of ruins the flow, but it happens.
I'm guessing it'll be a re-kick here, probably.
It could be. Could be, that's for sure. Again, thanks to all of our great sponsors. A few more of those. Veteran Heating and Air, Tobias Dental, Divinity Motors, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, DNS Hardware, Runza, Decatur Health, some of our great sponsors helping us out. Sorting things out. And they're walking over here to the Crete bench. I don't see anybody walking to the McCook bench. Well, we can't see the official on the far side. Are these offsetting?
Yes. Block, low block on Crete.
Okay.
And personal foul, late hit on McCook.
So, they walk it off one and then walk it back the other? Or what's one takes precedent over the other? Who knows?
It's kind of weird on a kickoff to have offsetting penalties.
Yeah. Yeah, they did mark it back, and now they're walking forward. So, they marked one penalty and then walk it back the other way. So, they'll spot about the 26-yard line. First and 10, Crete has the football. 14-0, Bison lead. Bison trying to go 3-1 on the season. And here we go, Cardinals on the offense. Spence, Kotal, the two wideouts to the right side to go four wide look. Again, they've been doing a lot of these formations. Two wideouts both sides. Bison sneaking up. It's a backer, three-man front. Motion man is Kotal. Went, and guess what? We're going to have another motion penalty, Lance.
It's every time. Every time they run that motion.
Now, we were talking here halftime. Is it somebody up front? Is the wideout doing something? But every time they have a motion man, they get called for it every time.
And you know, I should have brought this up at halftime, too. Crete's been in the game, but those penalties right there have killed their drives.
First and 15 all the time, then leads to second and 20, and then they had how many times? They've been third and 25. So, after the penalty march, and now the scoreboard went up. Somebody kicked that. No, it's plugged back in. First and 10, Went will throw. Far side of the field, going to be complete. Short gain, about the 25. Yard line. Actually, he picked up a nice chunk of yardage downfield. Not bad. Mark at about the end. Picked up about five. Picked up a couple of yards back.
Yep.
Bring up second and long. Second. Picked up about three. So we'll call second and 12.
Short stop route, but good coverage out there by Davian. Sure tackle.
Play being brought in once again. Coach Mark Neumeier. Corbin Coe wearing 16 instead of 15 tonight. They'll come with trips here left side. Coe the one wide out to the far side of the field. Far in the far side of the hash on second and 12 to 25 yard line. Wentz going to throw. Pass down the flat. Going to be too high. Boy, that still would have stayed up a little bit longer. Ethan Schmidt was right behind him trying to run it real fast. Could have been a pick six, but not the case.
Yeah, that didn't come out of his hand very clean. It kind of a wounded duck there, but yeah, I think a little cleaner, and Ethan's back for six.
So now, again, it's third and long. Not a bad crowd here on a Friday night to Wyland Field. Again, all things considering, with when you get a Nebraska football game, sometimes you get people don't make the trip out and stay at home and watch that one. But good crowd on the far side. Decent crowd here on the south side. Four wide look. Trips left. Third and 12. Wentz going to throw again. Looking right. Pass downfield. It's going to be Cole. Drops. Good breakup that time. That was Ty Junker. That's eight and not zero.
Yeah, we got that one.
Exactly. Right. Ty on the good coverage. Broken up. Brings a fourth down. And it'll be a punting situation. Holy smokes. It's a Mitch Lister signing. Oh, my gosh. I'm doing good, Mitch. Good to see you. We haven't had any, you know, shanked punts. Because usually the shanked punts, I bring Mitch's name in on his famous golf shots. Maybe this will be the case right here. Back about his 10, high snap. A little bit of pressure. Campbell will not get a shot at this. Going to take a Crete bounce inside the 40. It's about the 36-yard line. First and 10, Bison have it. Not a lot of time went off that clock for Crete since they threw the ball every time.
Yeah. They're just...
This little strip right here is for Carl's camera. Right, Carl? It's a glare. It's a glare situation. So first and 10, 36-yard line. Bison will get the first series of downs here in the third quarter, up 14-0.
One of those eight-minute drives will be all right here.
Let's milk some clock off. Let's milk some clock. Exactly right. Trip Riley, sophomore wide receiver, comes to the near side. Tristan Campbell's alone. Sit back right next to Trenton Riley. They got trips to the far side. The four wide look against a three-man Crete front on first and 10. Motion man on the near side. Pick the jet sweep, go inside Campbell with some room, 40. Tristan, 42, 43, 44-yard line. That's a gain of almost 9 yards for the junior tailback and bring up second and one.
Yep, there's that nice little guard tackle counter again that they're just sealing off that nose guard.
Front a little motion here on the near side. Make him think about Ethan on that jet sweep. They have gone jet sweep. A couple of carries for Ethan tonight. Second and one. So the Bison can have a drive. Boy, that offensive line had a nice drive going that first quarter. Ended up having to kick a field goal, but we missed it. But it was a nice drive. Took a lot of time off. Roberts, the H-back, shifts a little bit from left to right. Campbell, straight ahead. Nope. Yep. And Tristan's got the first down. He's kind of dancing with a little bit with a lineman that time. Wouldn't pull him down. They'll move it to about the 48-yard line, picked up 4 yards, and they'll move the chains on a first down.
That might be as fancy as it gets here.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
To wear him down.
Boy, Crete's over the years, we talked to Coach Neumeyer, we talked to Coach Petrosky. They have had, boy, just a history of great football. Early 2000s, even in the 2010s, just 5-5 last year, and so far 0-3 this year. Bunch set here near side from McCook on first and 10, just shy of midfield. Riley, it's going to be Campbell. Nope, going to be Trenton. A little flare pass near side. Ethan Schmidt open midfield. 45, 40, 35, good cutback. 30, 25, and Ethan out about the 22-yard line. Nice little move. Couple little jitterbug move that time by Ethan. They'll move the chains down to the 22.
I guess I eat my words. Nice little RPO there. run to perfection. Yeah. Safe. You know, it was a forward pass, so if it's, dropped, it's incomplete. But, yeah, great, great play.
Nice job, Ethan, out in space that time, and couple of shifty moves. Got some extra yards. Bison knocking on the door down to the 22-yard line, first and 10. Clock running, 9 minutes left. Third quarter from Wyland Fields, a 14-0 Bison lead. Score updates brought to you by MMB Bank. Riley, shotgun split once again on first and 10. It's going to be Campbell, a little inside give. Tristan hit, escapes, still running. Inside the 20, they'll mark it about the 18. Picked up 4 or 5 on the play, bring up second and 5.
Yep, the old cliche of the 2 yards turns into 5 and 6 is happening right now.
Spent a lot of time, he gets hit at the point of contact, and he will not go down.
Oh, that's that low center of gravity, yeah. And I think the little wrestling background there probably helps him out with that.
Alex Landry, the wide out to the far side of the field, left side. Well, Trip Riley here near side. Poke up the tight end on the right. Gabe Roberts, the H-back on the left. Now Gabe in motion here to the near side. Trent Riley on second and 5. It's going to be Campbell here. Sweep it right side and picked up a couple. About the 14. That should be a gain of about 3 if I see it right.
Yeah, and a flag on that one.
And a flag on the play. We had a pretty good run going there of plays without any flags. But that came in in a hurry real quick. And holding against the offense. Mark it back 10. Bring up second down over again. Hope to see a lot of folks over the high school and junior high gyms. I mentioned that at halftime. Bison volleyball team hosting a tournament over there. As McCook will face Valentine. In the opener at 11 o'clock, the high school gym. The winner of that game will play the winner of the Southwest Alliance game in the semifinals. Loose play in the consolation semifinals. Chase County, Cambridge in the next round. First round matchup, same side of the bracket, Garing and Oberlin. Riley shotgun set on second and 13. Looking left, a pump fake off the back foot that time. And, well, the receiver got bumped. Nothing. Overthrew the receiver on the far side. Yep. That
was Miles that time.
That was Miles on the far side. Yep, sure was.
The glove gave him away.
And he's got a white. It's white tonight. So got to keep it white, I guess.
Yeah, just that throw was just a little too far inside, I think, on that one. Allowed that defender to be right in his grill.
Yeah, scoreboard says fourth down. It's third down because they got the penalty. They take third down. The second down over now. It's third and 13. Trips left. Got a tight end on the right side. H-back Roberts here on the right side as well. On a third down set, it's going to be a little play action roll. Riley off the backside of the foot again, looking deep, ball picked off. About the 10-yard line, 10, 15, 20. Spence has it, 30. 35 and about the 40-yard line. We got flags back here at about the 26-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping it's defensive holding, but
that would negate the penalty, and McCook would keep the ball. But the way the offense coming up the field, we'll have to wait and see. Now it's going to be holding against the offense again. Ah, so wipe out the decline it and Crete. That's the first turnover against either team tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, they haven't had a turnover yet.
Yeah, inopportune time down in on their side of the field driving.
Kind of threw it, a little traffic, and Trent was off the back foot a little bit that time. Didn't quite get into all of it that time.
Yeah, a lot off the back foot.
Yeah,
last two, I think.
So Crete comes out first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Spread that offense out. Wideouts, two wideouts both sides. Empty backfield. Total in motion. No flags this time. Jet sweep action. Late flag coming in. McCorkle, I think, on the coverage that time, broke that thing up.
Yeah, he come in on a blitz untouched. And
and they call a hold against the offense. Now, yeah, do you take it? No, they're declining. I was wondering, maybe you decline this. It's a loss of 5 yards at least.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it, you know, went first and 20, second and 15, just as good.
Yeah, that lineman, he didn't have a choice. Kalen was blowing through there so hard that he couldn't get over there and grab him. Well, he did get over there and grab him. Couldn't get in front of him.
So, let's see what Crete is once again not on schedule behind the sticks again. On second and long, clock approaching 7 minutes left, third quarter. Bison with a 14-0 lead.
And the story of the night for them.
It is exactly right. Taking a look at the all those penalties that just killed them tonight. Went will throw, looking left, pass, maybe picked up, Gabe Roberts again. 30, 25, 20, Gabe down to the 15, down to the 5, got a nice block, did he get in? You bet he did! Gabe Roberts, we're going to say a 30-yard touchdown return. Is there a flag?
No flags.
No flag. I thought you were pointing
to no flags.
Horizon make touchdown number 3 on a Gabe Roberts pick 6 from 30 yards out.
Boy, Gabe knows the spot to be, doesn't he?
Yeah, Aurora game, you were here watching that. What happened
perfect.
There?
Perfect. Yep, perfect spot. This is identical, just a little deeper.
Yeah, Went did not see Gabe hiding underneath that time. Got a nice block downfield from somebody. I'm not for sure got the block. Horizon make touchdown number 3 of the night. The Bison up 20-0. Snap kind of high. Trip Riley got it down. Gunner caps, extra points. Good. 21-0 Bison. We're back at the kickoff next on Kicks 96.
Heating a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
This is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Pecker, Weiland, Bill, Rich, Lance, and Carl. Pick 6, 30-yard touchdown return. Gabe Roberts again, Lance, in a 3-score game.
Yeah, perfect, perfect position. I really can't say any more than that.
Gunner Caps will kick this thing off. And see what Cree can do on the return. Bison, of course, every defense would love a shutout. Got things going so far. Returnable bobbled at about the 10, picked up. Near side of the field, 15. Out of bounds, about the 20-yard line. Bison, nice job of stringing that out. Is there a penalty
on it?
The way the Crete folks, I can't see that corner. There must have been a penalty.
Yeah, it's they threw the flag. I think he was close, but they threw it, so.
Well, this mom down here, she's... Oh, jeez. I don't know if maybe that might be her boy or something. Did somebody hurt?
Well, they got knocked into the fence.
Yeah, I think
pretty good.
Just, that Cole kid's a little slow getting that machine. She's got a concern, Mom. Plastic will come in.
Momentum took them that way mostly, but yeah, it didn't look good, so.
21-0 Bison lead. Bison defense back out there again.
You know, Crete's been getting some breaks on this, some of these penalties, but then they kicked themselves in the foot to play after in
exactly.
motion.
And they did call a penalty. The penalty will march it forward to about the 34-yard line and first and 10 for Crete. So a little bit better starting field position for the Cardinals. Halftime, 22-7, Dundee County Stratton once again with a lead at half. Went shotgun, settled. Two back stay in. It's going to be Plazic with a little bit of running room across the 35, 36, 37-yard line. Get him three on the play. Oliver Corbett, I think. Yep, it was Oliver that time. Gain of a couple yards. Brings up second and six.
Yeah, I think they give McCook a little more medicine on that one. A little counter trap, whatever you want to call it, right up the middle. Caught our linebacker out of alignment just a little bit there.
Second and six, approaching 6 minutes left. Third quarter, Bison up 21-0. Receivers both sides. Wentz is going to keep two backs in. Showing some blitz. They brought the extra blitz with Roberts. Ox came to tackle. 35 and slides by the 39. It was a late slide. It was a late. That's why I don't like in football. Is, oh, we got a late flag for crying out loud. I don't like when the slide rule, because you guys got, he's running and he slides. What are you asking the defense to do?
If you're going to slide, slide.
Slide.
Or run it. You can't have it both ways.
You see that often, and I see it on Friday nights, on Saturdays, and Sunday. It's like, you know,
well,
you're
they
slide.
Got him on unsportsmanlike on Crete here.
Wow. So I was.
Yeah, they didn't call the hit on him, and the sideline didn't like it.
Coaching staff of Crete not happy, but boy, he slid in the last second. We expect the defense to pull back on a dime. Now, the unsportsmanlike, I don't know what that was all about. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think Coach just got a little animated with the official.
Yep. So the penalty, it's nothing new for this Crete offense. It's going to bring up second and 20. Close to it, close to 20 for that first down. 5:42 left, third quarter, Bison up 21-0. Four wide look, trips far side. Bison showing blitz. Robert sneaks in that gap, left side, backs off, wind, little pump fake. Deep ball right side. Incomplete. Pretty good coverage that time by Ty Junker. Spence, receiver, had to really go up high. Couldn't quite do it. It's now third down.
Yeah, great leverage by Ty again. He's outmatched by 6 inches there. But, yeah, that inside position, perfect play there. I think you're starting to see some frustration on that Crete side. Creeping in just a little bit.
Punting situation, fourth down at 20. So Campbell goes back to his own 20-yard line. He's the lone safety. And Spice will get this ball right back in a 21-0 lead. And we got it. What happened there?
Motion, I think.
They were in motion again?
Yes, Crete's motion, I think.
I looked at the play clock. Maybe they ran out of time, but...
yeah, procedure.
That'll back him up. Boy, these numbers are big, getting big right now.
Yeah, like I say, it's just, I think it's adding up on them.
Fourth and a ton, fourth and 25 for this Crete offense. Back punt once again. A little pressure. Schmidt poke up. Campbell runs up on his shoelaces, and he's quickly tackled and hogtied at about the 48-yard line. First and 10, Bison have it.
It was a really good catch back there. Dangerous, too.
Yeah, right on the old shoelaces that time, but he grabbed it and didn't let go with it. But still, we'll take it at the 48 every time. We'll take that.
Yep. Now let's just burn some clock.
Run that ball. 5:16 left, 21-0 lead. Next week, make the road trip to Gehring. Bulldogs are 3-0 going to their game again tonight. Never know, might be a 4-0 team, possibly. And
I'm not envious of the trip.
Oh, my gosh, it's a later start, too. 8 o'clock kickoff. Wagner Ford bring him at 7. Yeah. Bison have it first and 10. Riley back shotgun set. Got a little bunch set here. Receiver, three receivers bunched together here. Right side on first and 10. Riley looking to throw. Five-step drop. Looking left side complete. And bobbled. Ethan Schmitz just couldn't quite grab it that time. Then popped by Spence. Incomplete, brings up second and 10.
Yeah, that's a good pass. Just let that thing come into his body a little bit too much. Didn't get the hands out and catch it. But hate to second guess, but I think a running play would be all right.
kind of surprised they didn't just start getting some chunks there. See what happens on second and 10. 5:09 left, third quarter. 21-0 Bison lead. Bunch set here near side again. Same formation. Three-man creep front. Riley, pistol look again. Campbell. Tristan will get it this time. Straight ahead, maybe a yard. That's about it. Not much. Second to be third and 9.
Yeah, that Creed defense pretty stout that time. Kind of balled up our center there a little bit.
What's that Husker score? That's the latest on that.
Well, I got 17-10 at halftime, it looks like.
Is it half? Okay.
I don't know how often that thing updates, but...
My son just texted me and said the refs are a little sketchy tonight. So I was like, okay. So a big third down for the Bison offense. Down the field, 3rd and 9. Trips here near side. Riley on 3rd and 9 near midfield. Roll that pocket out. Oh, he's got a wide of a tight junker. Pass a little late, but Ty's right there. Yeah. Has the reception. Almost thought he threw it a little bit late that time. But got the toes in. Complete pass, no move to chains, 1st and 10.
If you get these receivers open, they got great hands, a lot of these kids do. There's a really good little mini corner out there. Not really a square out, kind of a corner, but good pass put it on him.
Ty's a sophomore. He's had a pretty good start to the season,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Yeah.
Coming up with 4 minutes left, third quarter, 21-0 Bison lead. Bison on the move, get a fresh set of downs. 1st and 10. At the Crete 37-yard line. Bunch set, far side, left side for the Bison. With Riley shotgun set, with Campbell, hit, popped. He didn't go down, and he slung ahead about a yard. Boy, he was popped in a hurry, but it's going to take a lot to get 25 down, that's for sure.
I don't know, pound for pound, if you get any tougher than that.
Right. A yard, again, a gain of a yard that time, Crete that time. Good pursuit up front. 2nd and 9. Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. Got over 1,000 subscribers. Hit that mark a couple of weeks ago. We want more. Does it cost you a thing? No money involved. 2nd and 9 from McCook. Ethan Schmidt motion on the jet sweep. Far side blocker in front. Escaped one. Hot got the corner. 30. 25 first down. 20 out of bounds. Inside the 20. Got to guess at far side. I'm not for sure. It's inside the 20-yard line. It's a Bison first down.
Looks like they spotted about the 20.
Just at the 20-yard line.
Yep.
Nice little block that time by Tristan Campbell down the field.
Yeah. I didn't catch who it was. Quentin or somebody pulled in front, too. And then, Tristan got out there in front. And I thought he was going to grab the guy with his arm. But he let go and made a good block.
Trip Riley, Ethan Schmidt, the receivers here near side. Approaching 3 minutes left, third quarter, to 21-0 Bison. Lead Bison on the move. Campbell to the left of Riley. Bison would love to go at 28-0. Get some more players, I'm sure, in the fourth quarter. Campbell has a big room. 15-10. Got a flag. Got two flags. Nice gain, but I think it's going to be a flag, a hold against a receiver from a cook that time, Lance.
Yeah, I think... They might have got Ethan there a little bit.
They tried to turn him that time.
Yep.
Just hooked him a little bit too much. So that good run is negated and back him up a little bit more.
Kind of hard to miss when you're out there on that island.
Yeah. Yep. So bring up first and long. Coach Scott McClellan, we're at Embers Bakery. Free Cafe coming up tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Come on by and have some donuts with us, Lance, if you want.
Well, you know.
One of these mornings.
Does it look like I need a donut?
Hey, look at I know, boy, the Tutti Frutti is calling my name in the morning.
But they are good.
They are delicious. We'll be down there and recap of this game. Coach Petras can be down recap of Vols, some of the Bison events, McCook Community College, MCC Volleyball team split their first two games at Hutchinson tonight. Got Lee Davidson in the backfield now with Trent Riley on first and 16. And Lee, it's going to be Riley, wants to run it because the blocker's out in front and out of bounds inside the 20 to about, looks like, 18-yard line. You know, they'll still bring up a second and long.
Yeah, Trent, just go ahead and run out of bounds and get out there.
He got back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be a second and 10. Clock stopped. He went out of bounds. 2:55 left. A lot of folks at Wyland Field. It's folks at the session stand. They like to kind of hover on those seats, which is kind of cool. Across the way, some folks just standing at the fence tonight. Second and 10. Riley will throw. Little pump fake up. The defender go by him. Trent still looking. Still looking. Pass going to heave in the end zone. Got an open receiver. And the back of the end zone. Alex Landry was in back of everybody. And it's a touchdown for 20 yards out. How about that?
He was 6 yards away from that ball and just flashed. There he was. And right over the head of Ty Junker. And
just went over everybody else. And Alex in the back of the end zone. A rise to make touchdown. A 20-yard touchdown pass. Trent Riley heaved it to the end zone. And voila.
That's really an ill-advised pass, but it worked out.
The extra point by Gunnar Capps is coming up. Cambridge leading Bertrand, third quarter, 26-0. Arapahoe still big lead, Southern Valley, 47-0. Capps, his extra point is no good. Missed it. 27-0. We're back with the kickoff next. Bison football kicks 96.
We're here today in the service department of Davini Motors with a man who brought his car in. What seems to be the problem?
It's making a funny noise, you know, like... So I brought it in.
Smart move. Davini's highly trained staff of auto experts can properly diagnose your vehicle and get it back to tip-top shape in no time. They carry quality OEM parts, too.
Can they fix...
I'm sure they can. It's not a deal unless it's a Davini deal. Davini Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. Davini Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Back here to Wyland Field, 28-0, or 27-0. Sorry, we missed the extra points. Bison offense doing through the air. Lance got a 4-score lead now.
Yeah, it's a really acrobatic play there. Not really what you coach, but yeah. it worked out. Now let's just see some ball running here, kill clock on both sides.
We're both saying the same thing. Next drive, let's just go run the clock. Let's run some clock. Come on. Gunner Capps will kick this thing off. And returnable about the 15, 20, 25. That's a good running, good lanes there. About the 30-yard line, first and 10, Crete. 30-yard line. This should allow the Bison coaches to... starters will probably be in there maybe one more... maybe a little early fourth quarter, but then you'll see them sub.
Yeah, sprinkle them in here and there maybe. Where they get that well-needed experience for future years.
That has been the big key over the years, that's for sure. Nick Wentz, shotgun set, four wide look. Plazic, the running back, he gets to give right side and hanging on for dear life. Behind him was...
ball taken by number 23.
Who is the tackle in there?
Tackle by
McCorkle. I didn't think it was
McCorkle. I was Idos and Gabe, I thought.
Idos was, I thought, the one's kind of...
Yeah, he was right in the middle of that
piggyback
mess.
Piggyback on that one. Had to, like, haul him around for a piggyback.
Yeah, no.
Gain up two brings up second and eight. Under 2 minutes left here, third quarter. Creed's got a lot of spread look. And for once on their first play... did not have a penalty to back him up first and 15. They did go motion. I don't see any flag. Officials might have just said, heck with it. We're not, yeah, now we got a flag, and I think this could be a face mask.
Yeah, that, yep, you got it.
Against McCook,
bit.
Yeah. Somebody got plastic up high, and that would be against McCook. Oh, boy. Both coaches going to look at these stats and flags. Too many.
Way too many tonight. Unavoidable penalties.
Yeah.
Face
mask on the Bison.
I should say avoidable.
Exactly
penalties.
Right. After the penalty, from March to the 34-yard line, it's going to bring up second and five. And they wind the clock with a minute 34 left, third quarter. Four wide look, Twins both sides. Plazek to the right of Wentz. Shotgun set, screen. And Kotal, the receiver here near side, didn't have much. Almost thought it was going to be a pass. The way it was screened over there, he looked like he was going to maybe chuck it downfield, but he ran with it. Gained one. That was a bit.
Had a look to it, but I think it was a forward pass to begin with.
Third and four for the Crete offense to keep their drive going.
You never know, that might be setting something up.
Right, you know, exactly.
See the look on defense.
Uh-huh. Now, all the starters still in there from a quick defenseman. Up front, linebackers. Defensive backs as well. Third and three, we'll call it, for Crete. Bringing the outside blitz. Pass complete. Kotal near side. I think he got the first down. David Hanson was the outside linebacker. The blitz that kind of left a little opening. They went right toward that side. And Kotal. And I actually shy of the first down, Lance, to be fourth and short.
Yeah, it's short. Yeah, they threw a little quick hitch there. And then they have the outside receiver tries to block. Have that guy spin outside and have blocked that defender inside. But Ethan, I think maybe on that, blocked that up, plugged that up pretty good.
Well, Kotal had it. He kind of reached the ball out. I thought he really got the first down, but they didn't give it to him.
Right.
So last time, I think Crete had fourth and one. They had a penalty, make it fourth and six. Fourth and shorts. Bison showing blitz. Kotal, motion man, going to run a lob option. And pitch back, and he dives way forward. I don't think he got it. Nah, he's behind the marker. And this would be first to take it over. Are you surprised on fourth and short?
Hey.
You're going east-west instead of north-south.
Yeah, I don't. I'm still old school under the center quarterback sneak on that. In high school football, you can get a yard quarterback sneak.
Got a fullback in there and run the fullback.
Kudos to McCook's defense, though, for spreading it out like that, staying with their assignments.
Coming up on 1 minute left, third quarter. It's a Bison 27-0 lead. See, it's the starters still in there for McCook offensively. Of course, you get another touchdown and a two-point conversion. You got 35 points that running clock. Well, after the first quarter, I would have even gone right before half. I would never thought that would have been possible.
Yeah, this is kind of snowballed.
Schmidt on a jet sweep trying to hug the corner. Gets to about the 31. He picked up seven on the play. And brings up second at about three.
Good run. Maybe they're going to give Ethan a little bit of load here now. Take it off of Tristan here late in the game.
It is second down.
Second and short. Second about three for the Bison offense. They'll get one more play in before the end of the quarter. Gabe Roberts. Lineup is a tight end here on the right side. Three wide look, Twins left. As Riley, pistol look, it's going to be Campbell. Nope, it's going to be Riley. And had Roberts open, and he dropped it. So it would have been a first down, and Gabe kicking himself or hitting himself upside the head on that one.
That was six if he caught it.
So.
There was nobody out here.
Uh-huh.
Yep, peaked a little early.
And bring up third and three. Clock will stop at 17 seconds left. We'll get one more play, maybe two. Our camera extraordinaire, Carl Riemann, doing a great job tonight.
Oh, there's a flag, evidently.
They had a lineman downfield.
Yep.
Thought it was going to be a run, and it turned out to be a pass. We're making Carl work extra overtime tomorrow with the Heritage Days parade. 10 o'clock start time. They'll mark it back five and bring up, we'll call second at about seven for that first down. Coach Neumeier did say that, I always ask about the future because the numbers are so low. He said they got some numbers coming up, so hopefully they'll get back. And because they got, I think, 40, said, suited up tonight.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard, too.
They wanted to get those numbers back up again. Three wide look, second and seven. Riley, it's going to be Campbell. It's going to be Riley. Got to keep it, tuck it, and run. Got the first down, 15. Ooh, got hit hard at about the 22. He picked up 14 on the play, but he got nailed. He's okay. And it'll be a Bison first down. Kind of goes with the territory and a running quarterback, huh?
Yeah, but, that inside spin's not going to get you very far in the future either.
They're going to wind the clock. That's your third quarter. Bison in control, 27 zip. Back with the fourth quarter next on Kicks 96.1.
Your lawn looks okay, but it could sure use some work. Head to DNS Hardware and grab all the lawn care items to beautify your lawn. DNS has Ultimate Fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Also, you'll find grub control, weed killers, and more. If you're not sure what's wrong with your yard, ask the DNS staff. Chances are they have a pretty good idea of what it needs. Get that lawn looking its best with a trip to DNS Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 till 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 5. DNS Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
When it comes to Runza's chicken strips and dipping sauces, Megan is an expert.
A real sauce fanatic.
Tell him.
I get my strips with honey mustard when I'm feeling tangy.
Mm-hmm.
And buffalo or barbecue when I'm feeling saucy.
Yup.
And ranch or Southwest ranch whenever I want, because there's never a bad time for ranch.
Preach. Our all-white meat, chicken strips, and dipping sauces are the right food, no matter your mood. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Fourth quarter about ready to start. Rich Lance and Carl. Updated score. My good buddy Ned Ely out in Scott's Bluff, a longtime Bearcat. And update, Seward leads Scott's Bluff 14-7. That's battle of undefeated teams. I would take it that's probably near halftime or close to being at the half in that one. We'll get some other scores, Class B scores. Bison have the football on the move again, up 27-0 at their own, at the Crete 23-yard line. Campbell behind Riley. Just starting the fourth quarter. Riley straight ahead for a couple of yards, marking about the 20-yard line, picked up three. Norris over Blair, 41-14. That's the final. Bennington over Northwest, 30-7. Scott Big over Ralston, 48-14. Waverly on the move again, 28-0 over Elkhorn. York, 34-0 over Beatrice. Hastings, 42-0 over Lincoln Northwest. Gehring, 12-8 over Ogallala. And Scott's Bluff now has the lead. Update that, 21-14.
Wow.
Bearcats scored a couple of quick times. Since I got that, I might have got that text from Ned a while back. Second and seven, McCook at the Crete 20-yard line. Fourth quarter just underway. Motion man is Schmidt. It's going to be Riley keeping it, trying to find a lane. Holds loose, and McCook's right back on top of it. And it was Tristan Campbell. They got back on top of it.
Yeah, that was that same counter that they've been running all night through there. Just had that ball in that. Had it in the wrong hand going through there.
Dundee County Stratton still had a lead over Highline. Mark Searcy, 22-0 and a half. McCook comes up third and five at the Crete. 18-yard line, up 27-0. Trips right, Riley will throw. Toward downfield, going to be complete throw wide of Ethan Schmitz. Had a couple of defenders downfield for Crete. Brings up fourth and five.
Yeah, he had him, but that would have taken a perfect throw to get to him. Crete played pretty good defense on that one.
I see Miles Bowman coming in. Caught the long touchdown pass earlier. This would be a long field goal for Gunner Caps. Gosh, this would be probably a 35-yarder or so. 34, 35. Yeah. Bison will go for the fourth and five. Holman split out wide right. Landry in the slot. Schmidt here near side, left side. As Crete is rushing three guys. That's it. Dropping eight. Ryla looking left, going right, going deep ball downfield, looking for the Miles downfield, incomplete pass.
Yeah, it's Miles.
Overthrew him that time. So Crete will take over on downs, first and 10.
You're asking a lot for a one-handed to go up high like that.
Exactly. Down right. Two hands, Miles, healthy guy, could have went up and got that.
Yep.
So Crete will get the ball as we're at the 9 o'clock hour. Bites of football, Kicks 96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, or KICXF, and our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel as well. Bison up 27-0. Led it 7-0 early. 14-0 at the half, and I've added a couple of scores since then. Personnel a little late getting out for for Crete. They still got plenty of time on the play clock. And we'll see what Nick Wentz and company come up with on this first and 10.
And we still have all our starters in too, huh?
Yep, I think so they are, yep. Wentz, shotgun set. He'll keep two backs to help. It's going to be first man through. That was their feature tailback and Plazek that time for not a bad gain. Down to about the 25, 26-yard line.
I really don't know why they haven't utilized his straightforward running like that all night. He's a big kid.
Yeah, yeah. Give him seven on the play. Brings up second and 3.
I'm going to rip these wires out. Yeah, Rich, my hand's flying around.
You're telling me I didn't need an extension for the next time, huh? You're doing a great job in your opener. Doing a great job. Second and 3. Crete has the 25-yard line. Under the 10-minute mark. Bison, three-man front. Plazek has it again on the right side. And he's going to pick a close to first down. Oh, he got it. He got 4 yards. Needed 3. Got 4. Shy of the 30-yard line. They'll move the chains. First and 10.
Yeah, really strong run.
The million-dollar question is, who's going to be the homecoming king tonight and queen? Not for sure the Vegas odds. Not for sure. I was telling Mr. Collicott out here before the game. He was out here. I said, I bet you're going to get one of them. I'm going to say right now, I don't know which king or in attendance, but right here I'm going to say you're going to get one of them. So we'll see. First and 10, Crete, 29-yard line. Said just two wideouts. They're going to keep some extra guys back, and Wentz going to run it and go nowhere. It's going to be a loss of 2 on the play. Even with the extra, they left two backs back there as well. Lance, they still, boy, Wentz is now, he's hobbling. He's going to come out.
Yes.
Hey, Coach Newmar wants a timeout. 27-0 Bison. Take a quick break. Back to Wyland Field next on Kickstarter.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at decaturhealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Wyland Field, timeout taken by Crete. Got to say a big hello to the Whirlies. Mark and Tony are listening. Tony said Mark has the Royals on TV, Bison on the phone, and Huskers streaming. He's dying here. I'm in the garage with the Huskers. What a slugfest. Go Bison, Royals, and go Big Red. That's really taking advantage of all the streaming devices, isn't it?
And a lot of bandwidth.
A lot of bandwidth, exactly. Hopefully unlimited for them. 8:42 fourth quarter, Bison in control, leading 27-0. Got a backup quarterback. I'm sure they've had to, at least for one play. No, Wentz stayed in there. I'm surprised. Gosh, the way he hobbled, I thought he had, to set up the play, but maybe not.
Yep.
False start against the offense on a cost of 5 yards.
Well, I should have been keeping track of that, but that's got to be 8 or 9, isn't
that's
it?
That's a bunch. A bunch of penalty yards tonight. Back him up five, bring up second and 17. After we're done, when we get that point, we'll have Coach Joe Petroski up here for Wagner Chevy postgame. Thank goodness it's not a road trip back from Crete to McCook tonight. Second and 17. Plazdik trying to go wide. Bison filling the gaps that time. Nice run support. Got a late flag. Got a hold on the receiver here near side. Lance, what do you think?
I think face mask on McCook.
Really?
Yep.
We've had a couple of those tonight.
We've had a few of those too.
Yep, we sure have. Something that really got to shore up. Getting ready for a Garing team coming up again on the road next week. Wagner Ford bring him at 7, kickoff time at 8. Now Mark is just shy of the first down, bring up second and first down?
Yeah, I gave automatic, probably about an automatic first down on that. 15 yards.
That's right, very true. So it's first and 1.
Oh, yeah. Second and 1, maybe.
I'm just going by TJ's got one down here, so I'm not going to go against him. But Wint on quarterback keeper will get negative yardage.
It had to be first and 1. Because that's what's there.
Yeah, well, exactly right. So TJ was right. Now it's second and 1. Scoreboard drops. Second and 3 now, we'll call it. Back it up at the 37-yard line. Clock running, runner, 8 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Bison defense would love to pitch a shutout right here, no question. Three wide look, Twins left, one receiver to the near side on second and 3. Wentz going to throw another flag. Pass, seam route, complete, first down, midfield. And about the 46-yard line, but we'll see what the flag was all about this time.
God,
oh, my gosh, it's just getting old.
That's holding.
It was a quick flag, too.
Or too many men.
I think he is counting. Yep, you're exactly right, Lance. Too many guys? 2, 4?
Looks like 12.
That's how he got so wide open, huh?
Yep.
Whew. Record-breaking numbers for penalties tonight and the yardage.
I would run out of ink.
Or close to it. I don't know if schools actually do that or not. They're probably not. Keep those copy yardage and penalties all together. Mark it back to the 23-yard line and make it second and 18.
Illegal participation. It is second down.
Oh, illegal participation. Okay, yeah, 12 guys. Never got it. Second and long, 23-yard line. Run that clock. 7-minute mark coming up. Bison up big 27-0. Wentz will throw. Middle of the field. Same play almost. Incomplete. In out of the hands once again. Poe that time.
It was a good job by Kalen.
Incomplete pass makes it 3rd and 18.
Yeah, Kalen came up, popped him before he had a chance to secure that.
Been really happy for Callum McCorkle this year. Man, I tell you, a kid who just couldn't catch a break last couple of years and injuries, and you know, he's a solid football player, and finally got his chance, worked his tail off, I'm sure, in the weight room, and has been a stud on defense this year. Clock stops in the incompletion, 7:07 left. And Coach Neumeyer wants to burn his second timeout. 27-0, Bison lead it back after the timeout. Bison football kicks 96-1.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
Back at a Wyland Field, deep ball that time. Folks on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel saw that. Sorry about getting back late in the break there, but incomplete pass brings up fourth down, and Freed's going to punt this ball away.
Yeah, good double coverage there, deep. Not much of a chance for that reception.
Punt it away, and I'm sure McCook's going to send, I'm sure they're going to send in a lot of reserves. We're getting a chance to get this, probably a final series to go.
Yeah, it looks like they're lining them up over there.
Uh-huh. Campbell back to return this at about the 35. Late personnel in. Carl, can I borrow that white cord? Kick is going to be short, 45-yard line. Far up for just a little bit.
First and 10, Bison.
Thanks, big guy. Appreciate it. So Bison will take over 40, they're on the Crete 43-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, it looks like a mix. Probably mostly second teamers coming in here.
Thanks, all of our great sponsors helping us out tonight. Party Electric, MMB Bank, Carpenter Berlin Funeral Home, our friends over at Wagner Ford and Wagner Chevy, also Community Hospital, Volts Plumbing and Heating, and Veteran Heating and Air. And Riley's still in there. Got Lee Davidson in there at running back. The H-back here on the near side is Tate Schaefer in motion to the far side. And Lee Davidson will get a carry here at about the 40-yard line. Pokeb still in there at the tight end.
Good carry. Simon Garcia had a great pancake block out on the outside.
Okay, Schmidt still in there. Hanson still got some offensive linemen still in there. Clock running, 6:23 left. Before this ball game is complete, 27-0. Spencer Steinbeck playing on that offensive line. Mainly see him on the defensive side most of the night. Second and 7. Late Davidson again. Sheds. Gets past a couple of. Nice runner on 35, 34-yard line. Picked up 6. He's going to be close to a Bison first down.
Yeah, that was nice. Showed nice patience right when he hit the line of scrimmage there. And let that kind of shed off of him. And then up the field he went. Good run.
Going to call it 3rd and 2. Yeah, after Bison have 5 home games, they've had 2, they'll get 3 more still. After Gary next week, they'll have Hastings, Ogallala back-to-back weeks. Road trip to Scotts Bluff and then Lexington. Hard to believe we're at that halfway point.
It goes fast.
Crazy. 3rd and 2 for the Bison. Schaefer, the motion man on the far side, actually just stops right behind that guard. And Lee Davidson, 30, 25, 20. Hard running room between the inside the 20, about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, really good vision on that. That wasn't designed to go there, but he made a really good cutback to the left on that one.
Of course, Lee's got that cap on his helmet that I guess Kyle and I were talking about the first time they've been allowed to wear those in games this year, apparently.
Well, yeah, I never did understand that. If it's good for practice, why not games?
Right,
you're seeing some pros do it now. We'll see how long it takes to catch on.
Under the 5-minute mark, clock rolling. Bison, a fresh set of down, 1st and 10. Now, Pullman splits wide right here on the left side. And Riley's still in a quarterback. Right between the hashes, 10, 5, and near the goal line that time. Got that third tailback that
Grady
time.
Miller.
Grady Miller, that's right. I remember watching him in that Beatrice game get quite a few carries and
really
the chains.
Really good job by that offensive line, man. That was huge hole.
A little ISO play.
Yep, I believe Crete's got a lot of second stringers in there now, too. So,
first and goal from the 5-yard line. Landry split out wide right. And Ethan Schmidt here left side. Well, it's going to be a successful homecoming football game. You always want to win those games. It's going to be Grady Miller again left side. They kind of stack things up, and he goes way ahead to about the 3. He picked up 2 and bring up second and goal. Yeah, Crete back in the day. Folks remember the name Chuck McGinnis. Boy, he and Coach Gross had some battles over the years when the Crete McCook played most of the time in the playoffs. Some finals battles, and Coach McGinnis will recall he was a hoodie type of guy. He wasn't a Belichick guy, a hoodie guy, but he just wore a hoodie on the sidelines. Hoodie and a hat, and that was his look.
Junkyard dog.
Yeah. Power set from McCook on second and goal from the 2. It's going to be one thing, Grady Miller. Does he get in? Nope, going to be shy of the goal line by probably about a yard.
Yep, just grabbed him by the ankle.
Taken by Miller, tangled by number 29, Sons.
We're down to 3:10 left in this fourth quarter.
It is third and goal.
Third and goal from the 1-yard line. 2 down to make 1 yard. Coming up, we'll get some more updates on scores. As power set and we're in. Who carried it? Was that just Riley?
That was Trenton. Yeah, it looked like the old tush push a little bit there. So
Trent Riley, horizon make touchdown from a yard out. Puts the ice under the board again. It's 33-0. And they'll bring, Cap's going to kick it again? Or they bring somebody. Trip Riley's going to hold it, I think. Asher Wilson is out there. Going to kick the extra point. 2:45 left in the fourth quarter. Up ice up 33-0. Horizon Bank touch number 5 for the Bison tonight. Asher's free. Extra point is on the way. Good. 34-0. Back for the Bison kickoff. Come up shortly. Kicks 96-1.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
And we're back to Wyland Field. Wrapping things up shortly. 2:45 left. 34-0. Bison after the 1-yard Trent Riley touchdown. The extra point by Asher Wilson. In control, Lance, in this one.
Yeah, I think those procedure penalties Crete just added up. You know, too much to overcome when they're just drive killers. And, credit McCook. They've taken advantage of it.
And Caps is out there. He'll kick this thing away. And return about the 10, 15, 20. Going to block her ahead. And about maybe 22, 23-yard line, first and 10. Crete will have 2:39 to work with before we end things here at Wyland Field.
Tackled by number 7, Trip Riley. First and 10, Crete.
So Bison 3-1 the season. Crete will go 0-4. Get back to work coming up next week as well. I was going to get some more scores here.
Let's hope the second team just knows how to run the ball.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. We'll get some more scores update. Class B scores. Norris over Blair at the final, 41-14. Bennington over Northwest, 30-7. Scott over Ralston, 48-17. Waverly over Elkhorn, final 28-0. Final York over Beatrice, 40-7. Final Hastings over Lincoln Northwest, 49-3. Last check, Gearing still 12-8 over Ogallala. And Scott Bluff over Seward, 21-14. That was at halftime. And that one, Winston coming here, still out there. You still got your starters out there for a treat right now. So. Other scores. Looking down the line here. Cambridge over Bertrand, 40-0. Loomis over Maywood Hay Center, a final 46-6. Overton, a battle of undefeated, knocks off Hitchcock County, 40-22. DCS had a late final at Arapahoe over Southern Valley, 67-6. Dundee County Stratton last check, 22-7 over Highline. Play clock down at zero, and this is going to be a delay of game. It's called against Crete with a minute 50 left. I think there's a sprinkling in of some new players as well, and so just a little confusion.
Yeah, lots of confusion, I think, there. Trying to get people shuffled in and out.
Exactly right. Was there a timeout or just, I don't think the timeout was taken. I think it was just the penalty yardage. Or maybe there was a timeout. Here, we're going to take a timeout. 34 is it. We're back after the timeout. Spice and football kicks that.
Parkview Greenland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly supports our local veterans. With respect, honor, and gratitude, our staff proudly serves veterans and their families in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, pre-planning, and monuments.
Service after the sale at Wagner Chevrolet. For all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Chevrolet. From basic oil changes to complete engine overhauls, our factory-trained technicians will help make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very nice.
Rich Barnett, Lance Frazier, and Carl Raymond back here at Wyland Field. Final, a minute and a half or so of this one. Between Crete and McCook, the Bison, 34-0. We'll go to 3-1 in the season. Crete will drop to 0-4. And again, after an Wagner Chevy postgame, we'll get head coach Joe Petroski up here. Sure pleased about this one. Bounce back in good fashion. Good defensive effort. Going to get a shutout, looks like. And this one, get back on track a little bit. I probably should not say anything about a shutout, jinxing them. Going to be a gain of a couple and bring up 3rd and 9 for Crete.
Yeah, Tripp come up there on the outside and made a good tackle.
Again, tomorrow morning, where it's Ember's Bakery and Cafe, Coach's Coffee Club, 8 o'clock start time, recapping all the high school football from tonight, last night and tonight. Recap this game, preview the Gearing game next week. Volleyball, cross-country, tennis, golf, softball, McCook Community College sports as well. And then our Heritage Days coverage begins at 10 o'clock. Brian Loker and I off the Norris Avenue flagpole at 10 o'clock, and also our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel has coverage as well.
Yeah, Rich, we pretty much got all second stringers in there on defense now.
Which is good.
Yep.
A lot of those guys deserve playing time.
You know, they work hard in practice to make that upper group good, too. So
Carson Pilgrim. Also, Austin Quint, Mark Wolf, defensive end inside with Brody Anthony. Corner near side, Quint here is playing the left side corner right here.
23.
Yep. Inside linebacker Tate Schaefer as well. 28 seconds, 4th and 6 for Crete and punting the ball away. Kind of a wobbly kick. Everybody gets out of the way and takes a Crete bounce about the 44-yard line. One play, it'll be a done deal coming up. It's a lot of folks have hit the exits already. So how do you like this radio deal, gig?
Yeah, you know, it's not too bad.
Yeah. Didn't you say your wife at home? You're out home all the time anyway, in front of the TV, talking to it and stuff like that. So hey, why don't you do some radio work, huh?
Yeah, I talk a little more harsh to the TV.
No.
Yeah.
You aren't calling Matt Rhule names, are you?
No.
Okay. Who's your NFL team?
NFC Packers, AFC Chiefs.
Okay. You'll get along with that guy over there, just if you're a Packer fan. Just good. Final score here from Wyland Field, 34-0. Our Wagner Chevy postgame is coming up here shortly on Kicks 96.1.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer. You need a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DeVinny Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DeVinny's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DeVinny deal. DeVinny Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DeVinny Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
The postgame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Chevrolet. Wagner Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. Wagner Chevrolet, located on the corner
Wagner
of
Chevy postgame. Right here, Kicks 96-1 final score. This one, Bison win it 34-0. Scoring went like this for McCook tonight. Bison scored first, really. I mean, they had a nice drive to begin things that first quarter. Long drive, took a lot of time off, but it settled for a field goal. Unfortunately, missed it. But after that, scoring went like this. 7-0 Bison lead in the kick things off as Tristan Campbell scored on a one-yard touchdown run. Bison came back with a 14-0 lead. Trent Riley, a 36-yard touchdown pass to Miles Coleman. Miles in the corner. I thought it was Ty Junker at first. It turned out to be Miles with a great catch to make it 14-0. Then Gabe Roberts in the third quarter, a 30-yard touchdown return after a pick six. Stepped in front of a pass by Wentz and went 30 yards for the touchdown. Riley then scored a 20-yard touchdown pass to Alex Landry. That was a pass that to Riley back foot again. The receiver in front, it went over him and the defender, and Landry was behind him and caught it for a touchdown to make it 27-0. And then 34, where's my 34? 34 at 34-0. There was one more score on a Riley one-yard touchdown run. So that wrapped up the score as Coach Petrosky is on his way over. Quick break. More of a Wagner Chevy postgame. It's on the way shortly. Kicks 96-1.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's Fleggett doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
The post-game show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Chevrolet. Wagner Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. Wagner Chevrolet,
we are back here at Wireless Field at Final Score 34-0. Head coach Joe Petrosky. Nice win, 34-0. Defense got a shutout, did some good things. Both coaches probably, probably too many penalties tonight, right? A
lot of penalties. We got to get that cleaned up and, you know, you can put your blame on anything you want. There's no excuses. We just had too many penalties. And both sides of the ball, I would agree with you. Both teams, they were calling everything that was not – that was a penalty. So we just got to get it cleaned up. And, you know, we just had some unfortunate things. But, you know, it just took us a while to get going. And once we did, then we were able to establish the things we needed to do. The defense played well all night. We were able to shut them out. It just took some time for the offense to get going. I felt like the guys came back in the second half a lot better. And so that's what we wanted. And so I was proud of the guys, and that was the message down there below.
How big was that touchdown right before the half to make it 14-0?
For a guy that has one hand, literally, that just tells you that Miles Pullman is one heck of a player. And Trenton threw him a dime in there, but he's got a club on one hand. And so it was an immaculate catch. It was big. It was big. It was a big spark for us. We were only up 7-0, and so that put us up two scores going into half. And that was a big play and a big executed touchdown.
Got Gary on the road. Last check, they were winning against Ogallala. It could be a 4-0. Guaranteed at their place.
Oh, absolutely. Guaranteed's having a heck of a season, and if they can pull this one out, they're going to be undefeated, and so they're going to be a really good team, and that's really what our schedule presents us each and every week. And you know, we lost a hard-fought game last week to Waverly, and so we really wanted to come back this week in homecoming and be able to pull this one out, and we did. And as the guys know, and as we talk about all the time, yeah, you're not going to be given anything, and Crete was certainly not going to come in here and give us anything, and we realized that real quick. And not that the guys didn't expect it to be given to them, but you know, we just got to clean it up. We got to put all four quarters together. I felt like the second half was a lot better.
Thanks, man. We'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, thanks, Rich.
Head coach Joe Petrosky. Great win tonight. 3-4-0 and a 3-1 Bison team. Again, on the road at Gehring coming up next week. It's going to wrap up our coverage here. Thanks to once again, Lance Frazier. Great job in his debut. Doing the color tonight. Carl Raymond, a great job once again with the camera work tonight with our Kix 96.1 YouTube camera. Appreciate that. We're back once again next Friday night at Gehring. Traveling the Panhandle. Wagnerford pregame at 7, kickoff time at 8 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Bison Football on Kix 96.1 and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
Your lawn looks